still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. Big Dick Toledo off and running. We go into this Tuesday morning. It is absolutely beautiful outside. Do it again. Get outside, stand in it, and just be part of this. Soak it up, because it's perfect outside right now. Perfect. We need to have a little talk, Phoenix, you and I. It's time. Sit down.
Oh.
Everybody just sit down. Stop. Just pull the car over. Sit down. I think we all, like, I understand when people are mad at cops, right? I don't agree with you, but I understand your frustrations. So I can see the divide there. Nobody's mad at firefighters, right? I don't think there's a single person out there that says firefighters are arrogant or take advantage of their position or maybe if you dated one. Okay, I'll give you that. Maybe if you've got some personal beef with a firefighter, like he broke your heart or she broke your heart or whatever. I don't think anybody hates the fire department. So why is it we as a society absolutely, we refuse to do what you're supposed to do when a fire truck goes down the road. Now, I'm not Mr. PSA, but I will say yesterday as I was traveling up 32nd Street, and two fire trucks were coming. It was around rush hour, so the southbound 32nd Street, which is where it was coming from, was pretty clogged up. Northbound wasn't. Fire truck starts heading towards us, south to north, or north to south. Lights are going. You can see it. It's coming right at you. Sun's up, for God's sakes. It's not like it was a surprise. Instead of pulling over, people just stop their cars, creating a... Because now he had to come over into oncoming lanes.
They stop
lanes.
In their lane.
Yeah, nobody knows
don't
what
pull
they're,
over.
You're an idiot. The rule is go as far over to the right as possible. Not just lean into the car next to you. You slow down, let that car get ahead of you, and you merge into that. You leave at least a lane and a half open for the fire trucks to get through. The truck had to stop. The fire truck's rolling down the road and had to stop because some lady just parked her car in the middle of the street. Like you're only supposed to stop when emergency vehicles are coming at you. If you've ever done that, go to Home Depot and get a rope today. You're clogging up the works. You're dumb. You're lazy. That's the laziest you can be. And there was plenty of room. Scoot over. And also, lean into the car next to you. Make a lane. The fire truck had to stop. Then I go home and see. And I don't know if this was related or not. I know one of them wasn't. I don't know where the other one happened. Two kids in pools yesterday. One of them died. One is fighting for his life. Matter of stopping the fire truck. It's a matter of the fire truck having to stop.
Less than 2 minutes.
On his way down 32nd Street. Less than 2 minutes if you find him.
That's what I'm saying.
If a fire truck has to wait 15, 20 seconds extra, that's crucial 15, 20 seconds extra. That's on us. So I don't know if you've got like anger towards firemen. Or you're like, ah, I'll show them. But, I mean, those are those moments where you have to just be a better person. I watched a bunch of people just stop their cars. I'm practically climbing the sidewalk. I went all the way over from the far right, left lane all the way to the far right lane because that's what you're supposed to do. The guy in front of me did the same thing, and everybody else just kind of stopped. In fact, the guy behind me went around, took advantage of it, went around and went into the middle lane and just kind of parked like when this gets going. Like it was a red light he had to get
back.
So
he can get the lead.
Yeah, so he can jump ahead like Mario Andretti. Keep it in your head today that if you see or hear the lights and the sirens, your job is to get over as far as you can. And no excuse, like there was a car next to me. Then you slow down or you speed up and go around it. You get out of that thing that we had plenty of time to think about. It. And I just thought about it yesterday. I'm like, man, think about that. If that's you on the other end of that call, you found your kid in a pool. You got, you know, grandpa's having a heart attack. And those guys were flying down the road. The difference between the 10 to 15 seconds where they had to maneuver around this car, probably longer than that, It's huge. We all love the firemen. Firemen are good. Again, you can have a personal beef with a fireman, but that doesn't mean the firemen are bad. It's the same with the cops. You can personal beef with the cops, and everybody hates the cops. Knock it off. That's it. It bothered me yesterday because, and it didn't, I was just sitting there. All I did yesterday was, you dumb mother, you know, did the car thing. You scream at people in your car and you say horrendous stuff. But then when I get home and I see, like, in the same day, Arizona has, you know, pools. We got a lot of pools, and two little kids fell in pools yesterday. I'm not a big defender of children, but I don't want them to drown in pools. So, you know, just get out of the way. What's wrong with you? And who taught them that? You should lose your license. I think that's the new rule. Fire, all right, well, somebody's going to die today, but this person's not going to drive anymore. You lose your license the second a fire truck has to stop for you. The second you're in the way of progress of a fire, all right, get out. And you drop one of the firemen on the truck is there to get dropped off in case they come to a stop. If the truck comes to a stop and a fireman gets off, he goes to the car that made him stop and he revokes their license on the spot for 1 year. You're out. It's the simplest rule on the driver's test. It's the easiest one. What do you do when a fire truck or an emergency vehicle is coming? You get over to the right as far as you can.
I just stop. That's enough. They'll figure it out.
And people freeze. They panic. They lose their minds. Idiots. Morons.
Don't feel like they can get over. Like, you can get over.
Here's what I hope. I hope Brady's God is filled with karma. And I hope these people who just stop in the middle of the road are, their lungs are filled with water the day they need the fire department. And it just so happens another one of their kind sitting in the middle of the road clogs it up and they gurgle on their own salt water or whatever kind of pool they've got going. And that'll be the end of them. We don't need you on our planet anymore if you're that dumb. Imagine how dumb those people are all day long. Right, just all day long. Probably can't have scissors in the house unless they got rounded edges. Just, you know, IQs of rats and small infants. Rats actually are pretty smart. I won't insult rats that way.
I don't know about rats.
Yeah, you don't like rats. You don't like that word.
Oh,
rats,
you mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but you know the IQ of one of those kind of rats, right. Like one of your rats. Yeah, I watched that yesterday. It bugged me for hours. Because it's the ultimate in stupid and lazy, which is the least tolerable things on the planet.
Stupid. Which you don't think about. I mean, no matter what, every call that they get, it's amazing what the difference, you know, 2-3 minutes or whatever.
Right.
And
seconds.
It's subject to every time it gets called or where the station is.
It's literal seconds. You can go 2-3 minutes. 2-3 minutes is life and death. Seconds. Hinges on whether or not they can get to that person in time, depending on what it is. It's ridiculous. And I hope that you drown in your own bodily fluids if you're one of those people that wants to argue with me about this. And you can email me and go, well, you know, Holmberg, sometimes. Yeah, okay. Well, then fine. You feel that way. I hope someday you're gargling in your own bodily fluids in your blood and a cop or a firefighter has to stop for someone like you. And I know firefighters are sitting there going, thank God. Because you can see the frustration in the big window of the driver. Like, get the f*** out of the... I watch OP Live all the time. And every time they've got to go somewhere, somebody's just stopping their kid. And the cop's like, get out of the way. Come on. Like, it's how hard is it just to move to the right if we all did it? That's why Waymo's the future. Those, autonomous cars of the future. They'd all go... It's great. Just get out of the way. That's it. A little PSA to start today. This says, please reiterate that if there's no center medians, you only pulled to the right if there's no center medians. If there are medians, you can continue driving. That's true also. If there's a median, you don't have to do anything. They're not climbing that. So it's more incumbent on the people on that side of the road to understand, oh, there's a median. He needs this side to scooch way the f*** over. Firefighters, I'm in your corner. Now, to the firefighters, if you wouldn't mind, stop. I know you feel sexy because you got to work out 2 hours a day. It's part of your job, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
You got some downtime to do that.
Stop everybody's wives, girlfriends, and everything else, because that's why people aren't pulling over for you. You guys are a bunch of seed slingers all over the city. I see you. I went by on my bike when I rode yesterday, and I rode by the Greenbelt. There's a fire department over there on, like... I don't know where it is, Osborne or something like that. And they're outside at 4:30 in the morning washing the cars, you know, T-shirts, shorts. It's like a, you know, they're doing the calendar right there in front of you. I'm like, all right, seed slingers. Let's calm her down a little bit.
An 80s video all over again.
You're the ones, if you could just stop. I used to host the firefighters ball every year. I had 3 years in a row. And it is a group of dashing, charismatic, fun people. I didn't meet one dull firefighter. These guys crush. And the ladies also, the girl firefighters. Not one boring one. Charismatic, fun, in great shape. You guys look good. You feel good.
Great for co-ed softball teams.
Yeah, oh, my God. Our co-eds. Brady and I played on a co-ed softball team with a girl firefighter, and she was like our third best player. This chick was awesome. Joy? Or Joe? What was her name?
Becky.
Becky Joy. This chick could throw, hit. She was a fast. She was great. And as time went on, all the guys started to kind of fall for her a little bit. It's like, she's kind of, because she's a firefighter there. Even the girls are seed slingers. So firefighters, if you could cool back the sexy a little bit, maybe you'd have less bitter people on the road not getting out of your way.
I'm not moving at all. That's for you, Brian, you piece of garbage, fireman.
Because the last time you went over and hosed that girl and then told her, look, I'm a firefighter, got to keep my options open. There's not one lady. There's a fire in my pants, and I'm not putting it out anytime soon. Firefighters, too sexy. People who get out of the way of fire, you're good people. People who don't, I don't know your story, but I don't get it. I just don't get it. Move. It could be you someday. It might be you. Gargle on your own. I hope you fall in the pool and fill up with water. The firefighter can't get there. Gurgling and gargling on your own. That's it. But it bothered me yesterday. So, and then you see the news and you see those horrible stories about kids in pools. And then you know that the news is going to try to go, make a huge deal out of it all, that the pools are the problem. And bottom line is, I'm putting a fence around my pool right now just in case my dog can't swim. Because I read all about bulldogs and their inability to swim. They sink like stones. Ralphie May's dog fell in my pool once, and big fat Ralphie May couldn't get him. He didn't panic at all.
Hey, Homburg, get in the pool.
Why?
My dog fell in.
Couldn't see him because he was down on the bottom looking straight up. He's standing on the bottom of the pool. They sink like rocks. And I had to pull a 100-pound bulldog out of the bottom. That ain't easy.
And Pits do, too. They're just their nose. They luckily have webbed feet.
Luckily for me, my pits have been swimming machines, especially my three-legger. She floats. She's amazing. But those bulldogs don't even try to swim. They just go in and drop to the bottom. Like, I'll just walk around down here now until I can't breathe anymore. That's kind of what I hope happens to you if you're one of those people that stops in the middle of the road. This one says, we used to call the fire department EET, Evidence Eradication Team, because they inevitably roll onto the scene and destroy all the great evidence. We used to give them crap all the time, but they are very much appreciated. This is from a cop. Well, I'm sure they go in there stomping around all their sexy with their hoses and their all their phallic symbols. Ladies. And their, ladies, the hoses have arrived. Are you ready to get hosed down?
Every now and then when they have to run the hose through a car.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's the best part is they've got that carte blanche to go, well, this car's in the way. Let's break the windows. And there is something kind of phallic and masculine about the whole idea of your hoses save lives. That's kind of hot. My hose is not considered life-saving in any respect. Firefighters, I'm in your corner. We all say that first responders thing, and do we actually mean it? Get out of their way. Get out of their goddamn way. That's it. And then I go home yesterday. Don't turn on the news. It ruins your life. Just skip it. Because I can't understand what's going on in New York. And it's making everybody mad with Palestinian Hamas marches on college campuses.
Setting up camps.
Oh, my God. They're putting up tents all over all the colleges. And they're screaming, we are Hamas. And I'm like, okay, I don't understand you guys at all. You got that.
If you're going to Columbia University, are you? It's like you're torn because happy that the fact that classes are now online only. You have a choice. You don't have to
If you go to Columbia, you want to go to school.
That's what I'm figuring.
Yeah, you're not like me and you, where it was like MCC, and some days you go to, Chiba Hut or Burger King instead of class. Columbia University, those people they mean it. They want to be there. That's Ivy League.
I don't get it, but okay.
I don't understand. You know why I don't get it? I'm not smart enough.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly,
smart enough to know what it's like to be smart. I'm not smart enough to know, an Ivy League. I would take advantage of an Ivy League school that said, hey, we want you here. You kind of fall. They're not excited about classes being canceled. They're those weird kids that hated missing school. But you got Hamas standing out front. You're like, maybe I don't want to go to school. And I didn't want to go to MCC because of the hippies playing hacky sack and twirly sticks with the white kids with dreadlocks. They kept me away. That little congregation of assholes kept me from wanting to go into the English department at Mesa Community College. I can't imagine if Hamas had set up shop.
The Rasta beanies.
I'd have been over at the former Fiesta Mall instead. That's close enough to the mall. I'm not going over there. Rasta heads, those morons. It's all getting better and better. The whole world.
You had 28 people removed from Google.
For Hamas?
They were protesting that Google helps the Israeli cloud. They provide storage. And so 28 employees in two different offices decided to do an in-office protest. Like, can't do that. We got to fire you.
Okay.
They have every right to.
Yeah, goodbye. You work at Google. Like, you help everybody's cloud, don't you?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Would you rather help Israel's cloud than Hamas? If you have to pick a side.
Are they equal clouding?
Yeah, I kind of see one as worse than the other. Color me crazy, but terrorist groups are the ones that I thought we hated together. I don't know what we're
united
on. I don't know what we're united on anymore. And I don't want to. I don't care. I'm against most of it. I think I'm against almost all of it. If I'm not involved in it, I'm against it. That's my new rule. It's like, I don't care. I'm against it. I'm not just going to not for me. I'm going to treat everything I don't like coconut. It's the worst thing on the planet, and it needs to be eradicated. It's a fact. And then I started to laugh because it all came back to normal. It all got normal again. When the governor of Texas rolled in his wheelchair up to a microphone and said he's going to ban trans teachers. And I'm like, oh, this will be good. This is going to be fun. No more trans teachers in Texas public schools if the governor of Texas has any way about it. And I'm not sure if I had a kid, in full honesty, if I'd be all that comfortable with a trans teacher. It would depend. A self-aware trans teacher that looks good and I can barely tell, like one of those Thai boys, maybe I'd allow that one. But if I wandered in and Brett had a wig on and a makeup and a dress, I'd be like, this is James Gunn. I saw this in Silence of the Lambs. I don't need this. No.
It's going to take you a couple of weeks to adjust.
Nah, I think I'm out. I think if a trans that looks like, Ed Gein, the original serial killer that dressed up like a woman, or, Norman Bates from Psycho, I'm not comfortable with that. It's not going to take.
That's a tough one.
I'm not adapting. I need it to look good. I need a trans person to recognize they look good as their swap out. I'll give it to Caitlyn Jenner. Not bad. If I didn't know Bruce and I didn't know the story and I met this giant old lady, I'd be like, that's a big bitch. But I wouldn't question it.
How about the following year? You're there your freshman year. Here's a science teacher.
Yeah.
Then you come back your sophomore year. They've transitioned, but they're still the teacher.
How do they look? It's the big thing. Like, if they've made it, if I'm looking at you going, ooh, poor decision. Like, this is just a man in a dress. If you don't look great, because sometimes that's why we can all act inclusive and everything else, but the internet don't lie. The memes that show up of dude dressed as a woman flipping out in a 7-Eleven, they're only memes because dude dressed as a woman doesn't look anything like a woman. The wig's kind of crooked. The makeup's up the cheek. It's crazy town. You got to look good. I used to know.
You do, but there's always. It just seems like you can. I've never been duped by saying, "Oh, I didn't know that person transitioned." Been seem like.
I have. Like, I think most, like Chaz Bono, you wouldn't know. If you met Chaz Bono and didn't know, you would not know. You would not know.
Yeah, maybe because I knew too much information. But I'm that's celebrity side. I just say, like,
you've been duped a million times and don't even know it. Because I used to go to a dog
groomer.
There's
not that many.
There aren't, but you've been duped a lot. I went to a dog groomer, and if I didn't watch the transition from female to male, it was a better move. She looked better as a guy by far than she did as a woman. It was just perfect. And I'm like, this was a good choice. I think we should start a company called Transitions. And we kind of tell you, all right. maybe not the best option for you. I know you might feel trapped in that body and stuff, but you are going to be one ugly-ass woman, and I don't think that's better. I just don't want to be in this body anymore. All right, well, let me give you a few renderings. You know, when the police send you those things that say this is what the missing kid might look like today, and it's like 10 years later, we should do that for trans people. You can do it with house paint, for God's sakes. They come and take a picture of your house, and then they can digitally recreate what it's going to look like when it's painted. Let's do that with the trans people and let them know. All right, if you're comfortable being this ugly forever, I suppose that's your choice. I just want to let you know what you're getting into. It's not about looks. Well, you better keep saying that because that's going to be your life motto. Some people can transition and you'd be like, awesome, great job. Kim Petras. I might even juggle that girl's balls and the cans. I mean, that was a good transition. And yes, the emails can come in. They have to look hot for it to be good.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right.
100%.
People may not like that, but I think that's a great way to approach this. I know I would never transition into a woman, no matter how strong my feelings are about my pee-pee and hating it and all that stuff. Sometimes I hate my pee-pee. I look down, I'm just like, you never grew. What was it, the soda, coffee? What did I do to make you so useless? But I know for a fact, because I've seen my sister, I would not be an attractive woman at all. My grandmother was an unattractive woman because she had my face. One of the biggest reasons I didn't want kids is in case I had a girl. How dare I put this on a small girl's face? Good Lord. It's cruel. So you looked in the mirror. You can see?
Yeah.
And you wanted to procreate?
Yeah, I wanted to have kids.
With that face, you were aware of yourself and you wanted to make more of that.
Yeah. Sir, you need a second opinion. Here's Dr. Lynn's card. Go talk to him.
Right. It's almost like if Pontiac just stuck to their guns and made more Aztecs. They knew they were ugly. Stop pumping those out. My face, my recognition of it, knew at an early age, this is not for more people. This needs to end here. In case it's a small, I can't imagine how sad it had to be for all the Holmberg girls over the years, in the past, with those big-ass noses and these jawlines that look like you're a lantern. It's just not fair. So I knew, so you can yell at me all day and say it's not about looks. Yes, it is. It's absolutely about that. Life's easier when you don't look like you're in the middle of a transition, even when you're not. That's the sad thing is my daughter, if I had one, would have constantly looked like she was in transition. No escaping it. Big ass nose, all these male features, and she's trying to grow her hair out and do the best with it, but there's no getting around this face. So at least I had that. But Greg Abbott is going to get, that dude's fearless. He just pops behind a microphone and goes, hey, I got an idea. Was this about the border, Governor Abbott? Nah, I'm done with that. I'm thinking maybe it's time that we banned all the trans teachers. What do you say? That should be popular. And Texas goes, yeah! And the rest of the country goes, ah, damn, Texas started a new argument. In an election year. God damn it. The trans were kind of quiet for a while. Now we woke up the LGBTQs, which, by the way, at UCLA, they want to include furries in their thing now.
They've made, good move.
They
what?
Yeah, they want to say that furries are now going to be in the LGBTQ program. They can be one of the letters. So they add an F to it now.
Did they ask them?
Well, the furries are in there. I don't know if that, yeah.
Boy,
I don't know.
That adding an F to that's going to,
but yeah,
oh, a lot of people won't know what that, though. People will assume like, it stands for something
don't
else.
Don't put lesbian, gay, F word. Wait a minute, I can say it now. It's the LG committee. No, that's for furries. No, it's not. And you know who should be most mad at that is gays. They didn't have a Stonewall and all those moments where they were, you know, getting screamed at and drugged behind cars in the Midwest and unable to be to include furries. They've been through nothing. Furries are
that's freaks. A little over the top.
Yeah, you don't want them in your group as like part of the fight.
All right, come on.
Come on in, furries.
Thanks.
Sit next to me, man dressed as a bear.
God, how's our struggle's been so.
Our struggle has not been what you don't know what the you don't know what the you're talking about.
Hang on, the teddy bear hamster wants to talk.
Right,
we've all been through so much.
Yeah, but you can't you. I don't want them in the group. Yeah, they want the furries in the LGBTQ plus, and that's where the plus comes in. I say let them in. The world doesn't make any sense to me. I giggled a lot yesterday. But trans people, let me be your leader. I will, like life's velvet rope and security guard, you'll come up to me and say, what do you think? And I'll be like, no. Next. What do you mean? You got to work on it. You got to look more feminine. Go back to the drawing board. I'm not saying stop completely. I'm saying this can't be the finished product. You can't just go to Ross and slap a gown on and then show up and no. I'll be the one that tells you. It's the, you know, it used to be very popular on TV, makeovers. And telling people Swan? They looked bad. Yeah. Like they would go on Oprah every when Oprah had no ideas, she'd have a show where people would come on. She's like, I'm going to cut your hair. And it just changed the way people looked. And women used to be able to drag their husbands on that show and go, he looks horrible. Do something about it. And the guy just sat there like a dolt. And then they'd put him in clothes he didn't want to wear.
They can play it up.
It was always a guy with a ponytail and too much facial hair. And wife was tired of it. He'd come out clean shaven and his hair's all cut. And the women would lose their mind. Oh, my God, he looks 20 years younger. All right.
I haven't been attracted to him for years, Oprah. This is awesome.
But you do that to women or trans people, they lose their minds. They call you a bigot. It's the way the world's worked forever. Get behind my velvet rope and say, I'm thinking about transitioning. I'm like, all right, what do you got? And then break open a trunk like Carrot Top, put some outfits on, and I'll tell you whether or not it's worth your time. This is not working. First off, you're 6'5". What? Should be playing women's volleyball or something. Are you going to get into athletics? No. This is a waste of everyone's time. Get back over. You're using the men's room for a while.
So you figure NBA. Out.
Make it better.
That would be a good makeover show.
But WNBA players?
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Could not do it. If you went in and said, ladies, we're going to pretty up a little bit.
Why?
I know you really want to, because every time you have an event, you go, yeah, let me just stand in front of this wall mirror here, and you tell me why I'm here.
It's not about looks.
That's funny, because every time you guys have an event, you doll up like it's the Oscars. So I know deep down you want to look good, but you know you're struggling with that. Yeah, the queer eye for the straight guy, that was all designed to ridicule guys who didn't dress well. Why can't we do it to other people? Why is it always men that have to be the brunt of the joke on how we look? Because you know why? We're men. A wife can come to us and go, you look like a pig. And we'll look down and go, yeah, I've kind of let her go.
She's got a point.
She's not wrong. We're more realistic. You tell a trans person, you look horrible in that dress. You're a bigot! Next thing you know, you lose your job. And it's like, no, you can tell me I look like an idiot. And I'd be the first to go, you're probably right. I dress like I'm 11. Anyway, and I'm not so sure fuzzy people, furries, I'm drawing the line there. Can I just make that announcement here? I'm not ever going to be on board the furry movement. I'm going to pretty much discriminate against the furries from day to day till the end. It's like I'm not ever going to be inclusive of furries. If furries get into a restaurant dressed as furries and I have to...
You don't have to worry about your looks so much as a furry.
Okay, but I, as a normal human being, still recognize mental disorders out loud. And if you're a furry, in Phoenix especially, if you're a furry in this town, you can't take it seriously from May until October. There's no way you're walking around dressed up like a duck.
Out to dinner?
Summer? No.
Could I take your order, Mr. Rat?
I can't hear you. Will you take off the hat, please?
Hey, Doctor!
I can't do that.
You're fighting with my rights!
Oh, your rights as an asshole. Just knock it off. Yeah, I recognize mentally deranged. And furries, I'm never getting on board. I'm never going to go, that furry made a great point and should be included in our next HOA, never will the furry have a say. In fact, the only thing you're ever going to hear from me if we're ever in a meeting, even if it's like World War III and we're the last 10, I have something to say. All right, shut the up, furry. Figure out your own. You're not saying a thing. Your outfit here dressed up as Fozzie Bear is proof that you don't know what the hell life has to offer. Weirdo.
If it wasn't for the platypus, we wouldn't be here today.
Nobody's ever going to say that.
I'd have never lived if it weren't for the platypus and the giant duck man.
Really? It's never going to happen. And plus, I don't see them running towards danger too often either. Or if we need the furries, I have a feeling they're going to be in the back of the line. Furries, I'm out on furries. LGBTQ plus, if you want to start pissing me off, add furries. You keep adding.
It would add to the like the stuff like the State of the Union address. They're all standing up.
No.
Furries standing up applauding.
I don't ever want to hear a politician going, the furries have had a tough run. Nope, furries did it to themselves. One congressman out there dressed up like an ox. All right, what is this? The Star Wars movie? Were we in the cantina? You don't make the noise. Stop it. Furries, you're right. If you're a furry right now, knock it off.
Go hang yourself.
I'm not going to go crazy because they might, and then the next thing you know, we're in trouble. Right. I'm not disagreeing with Brett. I'm just not as... I don't want to encourage it as much. But go seek therapy. It ain't normal. It's not normal. It's less normal to normalize it, so we're the weirdos for trying to make it a thing. Stop
it. I think they've been doing a pretty good job, the furries, as far as, you know, it's not like you run into them all the time.
I know.
Events are kind of private.
Again, my point, exactly. They're not a group that matters that much in order to include them in a big group. That we can't, if they get into the bunch where, you know, you got to be careful offending them, and there's only like 12, I don't want that. That's eggshell central. Like, now I can't make fun of furries, but they're so absolutely in the head. How can I not make fun of them?
Not all furries are bad. We should be able to express ourselves.
If you can't figure out how to express yourself without putting on a costume, and it isn't Halloween, you're what's called deranged. That's Looney Tunes.
Crazy.
If Brady showed up to work in a furry outfit and he was protected by...
Don't say anything.
Yeah. But you're protected by some sort of a civil rights group. I'm just going to beat you up and leave. Like, I can't be in a room with this guy. He's lost his mind. I don't trust you. No, furries. No. I'm not changing on this one. And if you have a kid that's a furry, it's your job to knock it off now. It's not your job to say, well, it's just how we feel. All kids would love to dress up like a bear if they could. If you encourage it and then they go into adulthood thinking that's the more comfortable way to live, that's your fault as a parent for allowing that. If you've got a furry on your hands and you're like, it's just a phase. He's 14. That's got to end. You can't be that accommodating to every whim a kid has. Furries.
She's riding a horse with a stick at events. I can't believe those equestrian, you know. The
ones where they pretend to be horses.
Jumping, doing a steeplechase.
They actually do the dressage. Oh, great. That dude over there is doing the leaps and the jumps over the gates and losing 3 points for every time he can't make it because he's human.
Got a great canter.
I'm all for playing. Go to the park. Go to Granada Park, dress up, and have, like, relay races. That's what frats do. It's fun. They dress up. They have, like, hilarious races. At the end, everybody's drunk. You pull back the bear head because it's a little hot out.
It's called Greek Week.
Yeah, it's called Greek Week. It's Hell Week, and you're going to goof around and, it's so hot in this. Whew. Furries can't be in a group that's protected. We need, as a society, a group to ridicule. And we used to pick the wrong ones, things that weren't their fault. You know, it's nobody's fault that you're gay. It's nobody's fault that you're, you know, whatever color you are. It's nobody's fault whatever color hair you are. But it is your fault if you're dressing up like a big bear. And we need to have a group that's allowed to be made fun of. And I think furries are pretty close to the top of the list right now. No protected status for the furry. Enter at your own risk. I'm not saying beat down a furry. That's sad. If you got a Care Bear and you're just, you know, committing an act of violence, I don't think an act of violence against anybody is a good idea. But relentless teasing is an effective tool.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I think they'll realize it loses a lot of the magic because they had to sneak around going to furry parties, the forbidden thing.
Right.
Now,
that's wide open.
Now you can just gallop around and whatever.
No one can make fun of you. And you can
loses the...
You know what I hope someday, Brady? I hope the furry... Actually, changed my mind right here on the spot. I'm hoping furries are protected someday. And my life ends somewhere in the next 15 years at my trial where the defendant is a furry who just has had it with me. Had it with my constant ridicule. And I have to go to jail for it. And that my life ends like Seinfeld ended. I go to jail because society isn't for me anymore. My finger is nowhere near the pulse of it because a furry put me in jail for saying what everybody's thinking.
I would like to see that trial, and I'd like to see the furry step out of the courthouse and get spray painted with green spray paint because Pete is upset.
Because they're wearing fur.
Yeah.
Real furries. Oh, my God. Rich furries that wore actual fur. Oh, my God.
I'm a living mink.
Oh, my. He used mink. Got to throw paint on that furry. Anyway, just stop. Stop for fire trucks. That's number one. No more trans teachers if
pull
they
pull over and yeah. stop.
For fire. Stop yeah, get out of the way. You're right. Pull over and stop because they don't understand to yeah. stop for fire trucks. You're right. Greg Abbott's right. If you're not a pretty trans and we can't, if we can tell, you can't teach the kids. How about that rule? If I can
visually,
if I can look and visually go, nope, it's not there yet. You're not out of the oven yet. You can't teach. And then finally, no furry protection. Furries are fodder for all of us.
You sound like Cedric the Entertainer in Barbershop.
OJ did
it. Hit a new rule. We all can admit.
There isn't anybody against me on this. Even Aiden, the trans listener, is going to pop off and go, don't put furries in there. I've been through enough. I don't need furries to stand in the same. Like, there's nothing worse. Like, if it was the, you know, if it was a group of Black Panthers and there was like a gorgeous Asian woman just standing there going, the struggle. The black guys would be like, you get your own struggle. This is ours. Like, go find your own struggle. You can't just slap your hooks into a struggle of other people and put a costume on and pretend to be in on it. You're not. I know my gay neighbors would not be happy with furries being in their mix. Like, I go to their charity event, the 1 in 10 event, which is amazing. Opened my eyes to quite a lot of stuff. Is that, you know, a lot of people can't come out to their parents because of religious reasons. Their parents will just kick them out on the streets or, worse still, physically abuse them and whatever. It's a real struggle. And these kids needed help and places to go. And this event was amazing. The stories were incredible. Now, if I was sitting next to a dude dressed as a bunny the entire time, I couldn't take that seriously. There's no way. Like, this poor person was, you know, his dad drew a gun on him and tried to kill him just for saying he was gay and said it was in the eyes of God. He had to do the right thing by God. He was going to destroy his son. What do you think of that? Man dressed as a bunny? Oh, I've been through quite a bit, too. Yeah, but don't you think you kind of did it to yourself? Take the outfit off. I was watching American Idol for like 2 minutes last night, and David Archuleta told a story. And I'm not a religious man, but I don't think this was a very good story. Where he said, Ryan Seacrest said, so how you been? And he goes, I've been good. And he goes, what's the song you just sang all about? And he goes, what's about staying devout to your beliefs despite, you know, everything saying you shouldn't? And he said, because I used to be a devout believer, a religious churchgoer. And then a few years ago, I came out of the closet and, you know, I went public with it, and church wasn't really accepting. And he said, and then I wasn't talking to my parents for a few days. My mom texted me, and the crowd went nuts when he said it. And I thought, that's an awful thing. And his mom texted him and said, we support you in what you're doing, and we're leaving the church as well, because if you're going to burn in hell, we're going to burn with you. And the crowd just went, oh, that's wonderful. Like, that's a terrible thing. If you believe there's a hell, and that isn't a reason to go, if I believed that devoutly, that I'll burn forever and ever, which I don't, I can't even wrap my head around that. One gay kid isn't going to swap me out on that. I'm sorry about that. You're going to be the one in hell. I'm going to be up there in the 71 degrees every day place.
And your father and I saved 10%.
This guy says, furries, F that. If it's added to the alphabet group, I quit. Might as well just add midgets and dwarfs. Well, Aiden is our trans guy. Exactly. And if anybody knows, it's a guy who's trying to add a wiener and get rid of the inner girl parts. Aiden knows. And I like that Aiden threw in a slur. Might as well add midgets to our list. Yeah, who isn't? Bearded ladies and... It's just basically the Barnum and Bailey, their back room is starting to try to glom onto the gays.
I don't want to hear about the back
room. The inclusion will end up kind of like Blazing Saddles. Yeah. Everyone, but not the Irish.
Well, that's always true. If you can keep the Irish out of your group.
We'll stick with that one.
The LGBTQ plus, and in parentheses, unless you're Irish in one of these, start your own thing. Nobody wants those people around. Anyway, good luck to you, furries. If there's any furries listening right now, take the goddamn suit off. It's not a disorder. It's not a thing. You're mentally not normal. If you're looking for more rights, like you're looking for government to pass stuff because you can't take the suit off, you're out of your f-ing mind.
We need to do something about these homeless furries.
Right. Oh, yeah. How come Africa doesn't have, like, a furry problem? If it's a mental illness, you don't ever see that in Ethiopia, like the starving kids, and there's one in the back dressed as a lion. It just isn't a thing. Like, it's our own mental weirdness that's just it's bad parenting is what it is. You've lost your minds accommodating your kids. Furries wouldn't have been. Brett, you and I go to Rhodes. If there was a furry there, Alan Gulley would have killed him.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
And that's not the right thing.
And we'd have been cheering him on.
He'd have been ridiculed into taking the outfit off. And guess what? A couple years later, he wouldn't have missed the outfit. It's 120 degrees here. I struggle with the Hasidics and the Orthodox Jews walking around in all that wool and living in Phoenix. That doesn't make any sense to me at all, let alone a bear outfit.
I can't hire you as a lifeguard. You jumping in that bear outfit.
You are taking away my rights as a furry man. All right, I'm going to say what everybody's thinking. Get the f*** out of here. We get a big enough long jacket for a furry? Is it thick enough to put the long sleeve coats on the furry and wrap them up? Furries wanting rights. You have the rights of every other human. You shouldn't be beaten up for no reason. You shouldn't be attacked or physically abused. But I should be able to tease you and discriminate wildly against you if you want a job with me. If you came in here as a... You know, I know furries know. If you said, hey, come up with a job interview, and you showed up dressed like a giant peacock, showed up to the... You're not getting the job. It's not discrimination. You did it to yourself. Like, oh, like,
fans his tail out of there. Is that a threat?
Oh, my God. Are you in some sort of aggressive posture right now, furry? I'm going to kick your ass all over this office because your hands are trapped in that little suit. Plus, I think being punched by you might be like a pillow fight. You're so cushy. Furries having rights. Play this tape 20 years from now. This is how society used to be before we allowed furries to run for Congress. Oh, these people, they just weren't accepting. You're right. I'm not. I never will be. I'll go to my graves thinking furries are weirdos. Nobody ever doesn't notice. Like, if you're driving down Central Avenue and furries are walking down the road, you're never going to just normalize it like it's a dude walking his dog. You'd look over and like, what in the f*** is going on there on Lexington? That's a furry, you bigot. That dude needs to be put in jail or a nut house or something. It's hot out.
Is there a guy or a woman credited with starting it? I wonder when it first started.
Furries? The first furry? No. The internet helped.
They probably discovered there was a couple other people that were doing that.
I know who started it, Brady. Four-year-olds. Four-year-olds started dressing up like bears and thinking it was fun. And then their imaginations ran wild. And they're like, that's neat. And then they keep doing it when they're like 9 and 10. And you're like, we got to stop this kid. He's too old for that. It's like when you see a 19-year-old girl call her dad daddy. There's a certain time that's got to stop. You grow out of it. If you're a single mom, it's like, he just loves it so much. I don't want to. He's 13. He's dressed as an ape. This is not a good thing.
We have rights. You have the right to remain silent. To anything you say and where.
Brett wants to put him in jail.
Yes.
In a furry jail. I'm not against that, actually. The more I think about it, he should be arrested for acting that stupid.
Should we separate him? No.
Keep them all in the
general pop.
We'll build this. I don't think the taxpayers are going to balk at the idea of a brand new building just for them.
The sisters will have fun with them.
Yeah. The furry complex, where they're just out there playing basketball and lifting weights in the yard. But if you're arrested as a furry, you can never take the suit off. I'm a furry and I have rights. You can never not have it on, especially in July in Phoenix. Period. Anyway, sorry. I go on. Mainly about the firefighter thing this morning, but the furries, you're pretty close second, and I think I hate you. I'm pretty sure.
That's just filled with hate. That's a hate rant.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I don't like furries. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 602-585-9800. That's the number, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98KUPD. All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There you go. Thank you very much. It's Mike and the Molotov. Chevelle before that, and it is U-Fest week, and I'm very excited that Chevelle will be on a stage here Friday evening over there at Talking Stick. That I want to see. If you haven't seen Chevelle yet, trust me on this one. You're just going to sit back and be entertained for however long they're on stage. Probably about an hour, maybe a little longer. Chevelle crushes that stage, and they're really good. Tight band. Good lineup all the way across. Motionless in White, POD, Chevelle, Offspring's going to be on there. That's a hell of a lineup. U-Fest this Friday. We're going to give tickets away a little later this morning. Also going to give, today's the day we have to give away the foursome to the Lerner and Row Golf Tournament because they got to get names. So I figure since it's lawyers and stuff, and we got all this Trump trial nonsense, you opening and closing arguments. You would have you lawyer your way into this thing. Give us some sort of, start planning. Give me stories. I want some plea bargain. I want fun people. I want you to tell me. We'll get into it in a little while, but that's going to be a thing. I did get an email from a guy who says he doesn't even call the fire department after my fire department rant.
No.
And he's pretty sure that he's got... I didn't want him to come all the way down. He's here.
We're talking hose tactics, aren't we?
What was his email? What was his online name?
Rico Blaze.
No, the other one.
Oh yeah.
You're nuts a lot.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a former Phoenix police detective. But now... Internet sensation, Sir Nuts-a-Lot, Rico Blaze. Rico, well, come on in.
All right. How you doing there, baby? Brett, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Rico?
I'm good.
What up, player?
Hey, Brady. I like the way Brady's looking right now. He's got a fat ass. Brady's about the shape I like. Round, close to the ground, because that's where you're going to end up anyway, baby. You know that.
Ground and pound.
I heard y'all talking about firefighters being the ones to call in case of emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. All you got to do is call the Blaze. You want somebody to hose down your fire? Firefighter ain't coming with as much liquid as I am. I'm covering that house. A nice coating. And trust me, it ain't ever lighting on fire again with my viscous fire solution. You got something lodged in your throat? Let me push it down. I'll make sure you ain't choking on that. You'll be choking. But it won't be on a chicken bone, that's for sure. So go ahead. Call your firefighters. They're cute. Then when you want real solutions, call me. No matter what, if you got a fire or whatever, your house is going to be soaking wet when I leave, that's for sure. Always moist when the Blaze comes to town. Call all the firefighters you want when Rico Blaze is at your house. They ain't putting out this blaze, baby, that's for sure. And there's no charge if you over 265 pounds in white. I will make sure that everything burning in your lines is put out, baby. It's going to look like Rainforest Cafe at your house. Just a jungle, wetlands.
You a fan of the jungle?
Probably have that bitch that sat in the woods and watched those gorillas for years just sitting peering in your window to see exactly what's going on in your jungle, girl, because I'm going to make it wetlands. All right. Anyway, I just want to come by. I thought it was cute you guys said call the fire department when you have an emergency. When Rico Blaze is standing here, ain't nothing going down but the rent. Anyway, I just want to come by and let you know. You can call the cops and they'll come. Well, you can call me and you will. All right.
So scary.
I like that one, though. Rico Blaze is our first responder we lean on for information. You know, when the news says they have the police chief, we have Rico Blaze. I did piss some people off with the furry rant. I didn't expect that, to be honest with you. But it says, Dear John, your rant about furries has me disgusted. Now, I, for one, am glad that furries will be getting this massive platform of defense against the public that makes fun of us, that makes fun of us, those who dress up for attention. You'll never know the uplifting feeling we get when kids see us in public. We bring joy. Kids will practically do anything to be around us. It's a high that I'll always continue to chase. It makes me feel relevant in society. Signed, Mr. Orange. Well, damn it all now. That is not exactly what a furry is supposed to be. Son of a... Are you holding something up? Oh, I thought you were holding a piece of paper. I thought Brady was still giving me Blaze quotes. Maybe. Yesterday we had the email from the guy who said that his after his deceased sister... A year ago, she passed away, and then they were going through some of her stuff and kind of discovered that she may not have been as squeaky clean as they thought in life and had some criminal dealings and
some
possible
of the earnings.
Yeah, possible prostitution that was fairly. And, you know, his question was, do I tell mom? This guy emails and says, guys, I listen to the podcast. I don't get to play along live, but I heard your story about the sister being a prostitute. My grandmother gathered us around her house when she was going to die. Now, yesterday, if you remember, Brady said, don't tell anybody in the family. You have
I'm not telling mom and dad.
You're not telling mom and dad, but you're not, you know, just keep it down. There's no reason to tell. Brett says, don't say anything.
Nope.
I say, tell everybody. It's the best story your family's got.
Mouth shut.
Your family's probably pretty boring. This is pretty fun. This guy says, my grandma was down to her last few days, and she told us everything. Evidently, Granny'd slept with just about everyone in the 70s, including a guy from my uncle's high school. Multiple friends were mentioned from my uncle's friends, meaning she was sleeping with her son's friends. She said she spent a good portion of her 40s high on coke and actually did spend a little time in jail. my grandfather Abe was alive while they were doing this, and she said he knew everything about it. In fact, Abe used to solicit and help her get paid for sex acts with his coworkers. Grandpa Abe would offer up Grandma at work. They were kind of swingers before there were swingers. Grandpa was a salesperson in residential siding. A long email, short now. So, Brady, you're 100% right. My mother did not need to know any of what her angelic mother's story was. Knowing that the image was a lie kind of messed my mom up. And John, you're also 100% right. It is the most awesome family story I tell, and I tell it as often as possible. You should hear some of the details of who she was with. It would blow your mind. And let me just give you a hint. There's a Goldwater involved. Love the show, and I love my whore grandmother, Terry. How about that? That would be incredible. So turning the tables, angelic image of grandma, she's on her deathbed, fires off that she boned some celebrity. Great story.
But that's the difference. She's the one that owned it. She told the story.
If you found out, I'm going to throw this at you.
All right.
You got a sister. A year later, you're going through her stuff. She evidently spent a year and a half having a torrid affair with Marlon Brando. Frank Sinatra.
Is she dead?
She's been dead for a year, and you just found out by going through her things, her attic.
Well, that'd be a badge of honor.
There's a sex tape.
Okay. Another badge.
I don't want to watch that, though.
You don't want to watch Sinatra? Nope. You want to see Sinatra?
I want to see my sister get a piece of deal. Want you?
I want to see Sinatra's piece of deal. I'm watching that. I'm popping that. I'm going to go buy a VCR. And I'll watch it for you.
Okay, and then you send me the screenshot of his piece of deal, and I'll be okay.
And we'll digitally blur out your sister. I'm like, there's your hero's dick. Like, all right, to put it in Brady's terms,
yes.
Your sister passes away. You find out she had a lesbian affair with Aunt Jemima, your dream, or Mrs. Butterworth. You'd watch the video.
No, I'd let you watch it, and I want to send me a picture of her piece of deal.
Yeah, you want to see Butterworth stripped down, dribble that syrup all over?
Oh, man, lucky.
Yeah, that's a big one. Like, if because in celebrity culture, if you found out later that your, you know, your mom or your, and she died, and or your sister or whatever, and she had some sort of crazy wild affair, and it was with like a superstar, I think I'd have to tell everybody that.
That's why that one later in life, that Elvis and Me, and
oh yeah,
the people, stories are telling after the fact.
People want to tell those stories. Like, people are still interested in whether or not John Kennedy banged Marilyn, like, the day before she died. Like, or passed her off. Robert was doing it, too. The whole Kennedy clan was boner. We don't know details. We want details. Deep down, we want details of all that stuff. Salacious, gross details. And I think that's true of family as well. If you found
with
out...
with everyone else but our families.
I don't care what you say. If your mom was boning Trump...
You found out about that night she went to New York and she was
oh, yeah, that's right.
with Rockefeller or whoever it was.
Your mom rolled a Rockefeller. I accused her of it, and she just laughed. She didn't say no. She just laughed. And she's right to do it. There's a good chance you'll find some love letters.
I can ask her now.
She won't tell you. I asked her. You boned a Rockefeller. You did it with a Rockefeller.
Oh, you're bad.
That's not an answer, but all right. I'm bad, all right. And I don't blame her. That's a good kill. Yeah, she went to New York for a game show, right? Her friend was on a game
Carol
show.
Carol Young was on Password.
Later that night, they're hanging out with the Rockefellers. Dancing,
singing.
They
open a club for
them. Drinking. Yeah, they, these little ladies are... You don't open a club for ladies. You're not getting a vibe off
Courtin'.
Yeah. Well, Courtin', you can act like it was the 1910s. Your mom was out there going...
So when do I get to see it, John?
Well, we'll have to wait on that one, Jeannie.
I want to see it now in the bar.
You don't get with the Rockefellers, have them open up a club just for you without giving out a vibe or two. But I asked your mom. She doesn't have any.
She's not flirting.
She's not holding back with you. You say that. I don't want flirting. She was holding back with you because she didn't want you to know. But when I asked her, little twinkle in her eye.
You're bad.
Oh.
She never answered the question.
Yeah. Oh, there was no... that didn't happen. You're disgusting, and I don't want to talk to you. That's what a...
He was a gentleman.
Person who did, stuff like that is not an answer. That's a dodge.
He was a perfect gentleman.
Well, that doesn't mean he didn't nail you.
Stop it. Top five. Stop that.
That doesn't bother me. I found out my mom gave an over-the-top squeezer to some celebrity. I'd want to know.
And come to your own conclusions on that. But, you know, prostitution or something, that's next level. It's next level stuff. Even though you'd say, I mean, that's kind of like a business you didn't know about.
If my mom gave Sinatra a squeezer and I got a bike and I find out now, big deal.
That doesn't bother me as much.
Not at all. If your mom, because you got a bike out of it. If your mom gave an over-the-top old-fashioned to, like, Rockefeller, here's a few $100, get your kid a nice bike. That's prostitution, but you'd be riding that bike all over town. It'd be great.
It's a nice gift.
I like those stories. They're good stories. That's all we've really got in this world anyway, is some stories. You don't go to dinner to just not tell stories. You got to have something to talk about. And if my mom... If all of our moms were in the same room together, you know, and...
All they do is talk about the weather.
And Sinatra was on a Lazy Susan just spinning around, and they were blowing horns like seals at the... we'd all have that story together, and we'd laugh and laugh and laugh. Good stuff. You know what's crazy about this? We talk about it like, you know, our moms, and if there was a video. Everybody from the last 10 years moving forward... There's a video of them doing it. Like, it's the OnlyFans generation. There are more videos that
will... More concern about the phones, too.
Oh, sure. But all the grandmas of the future are going to have stuff on a hard drive that their grandkids are going to find of them slapping out their donuts right there for a couple bucks on OnlyFans.
I had to get through college.
It used to just be, oh,
you know, I'm proud of you, Grandma.
right. Used to find out maybe your mom danced a little to get through nursing school when she was 18. That's not exactly the most kosher feeling. But in the future, how many moms
Them hoo-has.
How many moms who, you're right, whipped out their hoo-has for a few bucks online? And their kids and grandkids, they're going to be grandmothers someday. And some of them are doing it to help their kids. Like some of them, I know one for sure through a friend who's got four kids, three husbands, and she tries to flap that thing out like crazy. Nobody's interested. She's got four kids. Those kids are going to grow up, have kids of their own. Grandma's going to die, and then somebody's going to stumble across it. This is your grandmother back in the 20-teens. Whipping out her snooch for people for cash. It was the way of the world then.
They tend to modify those stories.
Grandma snooch?
Yeah, well...
Right.
Whipping out. She worked at a club.
Sure. That was back when you could lie about it. Now, it's just nothing all but over. Digital videos. I, for one, find it hysterical. I wouldn't mind it.
What does that sound? Blink, bling, 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 bling.
Honestly, if I, yeah. 40 years from now, I want to have sex with you in front of your grandkids. Wow, geez, that seems specific.
Still a terrible video.
If Isabel Holmberg, who looks just like me with a gray wig and about 200 extra pounds on her, had a sex video, I couldn't help but watch. I saw her in the bathtub once. That was the most horrifying, unnatural thing I've ever seen. People who have been abducted by aliens were less shocked at what they saw than what I saw when I walked in on Grandma in the bathtub. Good Christ.
Like The Shining?
But that lady was Heidi Klum compared to my grandmother.
Okay.
The Shining Grandma that comes out of the tub beautiful?
Yeah.
My grandma is the Shining Lady. The Shining Lady is the beautiful one that gets out of the tub and first starts making out with Jack Nicholson. It was gross. There were nipples where nipples don't go, like five of them. I think there might have been five or six nipples. I'm not sure what was going on. Areola that looked like she'd invented cupping, like just everywhere, like 15, 20 areolas. They were all over. She wasn't human. I stood and stared at that, and just this, I think she was the original furry. I don't know what was going on down south. And she was, worst part, Isabel started laughing when I swung the door open. I might have been 5, 6 years old. It's core memory. Swing the door open, and then that laugh of hers, where all she did was smoke Eve cigarettes. So her laugh was equally as horrific. Oh, she's dying right in front of me. How come she's got so many nipples? And then I just stared at it for a minute. In the clear, clear water, there it was, just...
At least it was clear.
All the hair floating to the top. Because she'd never once
been. Gramp's still alive?
Never, oh, yeah. Grandpa was very alive.
Bushman.
Bushman don't have anything on what my grandpa went through. My grandpa lived a full 77 years, and I bet you he'd never been face-to-face with that beast. There's no possible way he ever went. The equator was somewhere around her shoulders. He ain't dropping lower than that. He might have kissed this woman. Maybe. I'm just glad I didn't see the other side of it. Had she gotten up and turned around and shown me the back end? I've
given you the goat.
That hairy G-string.
Oh, you know the ass crack was as hairy as... The goat. Had I seen Grandma's goat? Bends over. Imagine. Serendipity. 7, 8 minutes later, I'd have walked in on bent over grandma and seen that goat. Is that a nutsack? Why is there a nipple on it? The lady was covered in those odd circular, I don't know, what was it? It was awful. But if she was a prostitute and there were tapes of her whacking Sinatra off, I'd watch all day long. And I know for a few moments of the tape, I'd hear Sinatra in the middle of it going, hold on just a second, the blindfold's coming loose, I almost saw you. Horrifying.
First half hour was just braiding.
Half hour. You need a team of people on a Jamaican beach to make that thing settle. Oh. But I want to watch it if it nailed a celebrity. Like if my grandma like rode Roosevelt in the chair, I'd want to see that.
Go, Teddy, go.
Not Teddy. The chair one. Not the healthy one. The chair one. Follow along. Know your history. Read a book.
I thought she was older.
She is, but I said the chair one. You know which Roosevelt was rolling?
Frankie.
And which one? Yeah, not the horseback one, although I'd like to watch that too. She was born after Roosevelt. Not much. In fact, second term, she's in the middle of it. Grandpa was born the year he got elected.
Oh, wait.
Actually, we're coming up. This may be serendipity in its own right, because this is the, what would that be, 40th anniversary of my grandfather's passing in like 2 days.
Wow.
He died like...
That went quick.
That did. It just seemed like yesterday that I was not going to that funeral. April 25th, I think he died. I remember it because I went over to... My parents went back to Pennsylvania, and I had to stay at Martha and Jimmy Richards' house. The NFL draft was on ESPN. We didn't have cable, so I didn't really know what that was. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. 84 draft was a pretty good draft to watch, too. That was a really good draft to watch. That was like quarterback frenzy. But I watched that at Martha Richards' house while my parents were out there combing my grandma's pubes, getting her ready for my grandpa's funeral. Look, I saw him. And this is why it's... My story's more interesting than Brady's. Don't want to know! You wanted to see that thing. That's a shared event. To anybody else who's seen their grandma naked? Ever saw your grandma naked?
Actually, no.
Lucky.
No.
You? Well.
Come on.
I forgot. Only one option there. Huh? The great Babu never wandered in and showed that 20s pile to you, that shag rug?
No. Never saw any
What about the aunt skin? That was just here?
Yeah, you never saw Mary naked.
No.
But you did see.
What about the aunt with the cans?
Aunt Luann's cans. Yeah. And she was trying to seduce her family in the hot tub. That's even weirder than me just stumbling in on grandma's. That Aunt Luann decided to get in with her nephew top down. I think the worst part of that story is Mr. I don't want to see it continually, and you can back me up on this, Toledo.
She had a nice figure.
Like, that's the grossest part of the story. Is that the nephew was scarred so much he had to actually comment on how hot his aunt was when she got naked for him.
She had a very nice figure.
Kept herself up.
I don't like to hear the word figure anyway, because it seems so 19-teens. She's a good girl. 23 skidoo. She's got a heck of a figure.
See?
See? That gal's all about her figure.
She had a good figure.
Your aunt? Your naked aunt?
Yes.
You are blocking a lot here.
Brick house.
Yeah. She's hot.
Oh, God.
The good-looking lady.
If any of my family members are going to get into a hot tub naked, I'd want it to be Luann.
I vote for no one. Should have gotten a hot tub with my grandma. Woof. There were scientists in the bushes peeking in. I still can't get that, but I'd want to see it if it was with Sinatra. And I don't think you wouldn't. I don't think you could turn away.
All right, I guess I'll let you watch the video. You send me a screenshot.
All right, let me flip it around. Your dad, Bone, I don't know, Raquel Welch. There's a video.
Come on.
I don't know. Is it a Japanese video? Are you going to pixelate that thing or what?
If he's going to see it, he wants to see the full right, Monty.
You want to see everything except your dad's dick pixelated.
Yes, absolutely.
That's enough for you to watch your dad's sex tape. That's dumb. Look down. You got the same piece he's got.
Oh.
It's remarkably the same. You would watch your dad with Raquel Welch.
No, probably not.
What?
No.
If my dad hosed Raquel Welch, I'd watch that.
Good move. They're all pulled over. Sure. Fire truck just went by.
That's right.
Brady. You're listening.
Everybody got out of the way. Nice job. Now back to the topic. I'd watch one of those 8mm videos Brady's dad was making with Cuban celebrities. The Chiquita Banana Lady, or whatever her name was, Carmen Miranda, and your old man. Where's the banana hat? Goes to town? I'd watch that. I'd watch all that. None of that stuff bothers me. I don't want to see my grandma naked ever again unless there's a celebrity in the room. But yeah, if she reverse cowgirled on old Rolly Roosevelt, and you're telling me I wouldn't want to see that? That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Roosevelt. If she managed to get Roosevelt aroused with what she had going on, they had three kids, my grandparents. After seeing that naked, I have no idea how my grandpa got ready for that. Now, he was no prize, but my God.
Lights out.
Oh, lights out. You're, but the
rummaging.
It would be like you know, those anemones. There's so much hair just brushing up against you.
Sting you just as much.
Yeah, too. Probably stings. It smells weird, like a beach. Like there's a seaweed and kind of hatchery scent. Cigarettes.
Seaweed and hatchery.
I don't know what that dude was diving into. He loved her. That's love. Because I saw it naked and I stopped loving my grandma that second. Ugh. Anyway, not a lot you can do about it now. Grandma's junk was unkempt.
Grandma's junk, decent band name?
Unkempt grandma's junk.
Unkempt.
Grandma's unkempt junk. That's not bad.
Grandma's an enemy.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
Grandma's fill in the blank.
See an enemy, except for you actually spell out the C word.
There you go.
That's what it would be. Man, oh man. Thanks for bringing that up. But I don't think, I think you guys are being honest with yourselves. If videotape popped up of that a few years from now.
Wait a minute.
She did what? Yeah, she had sex with Dean Martin. There's tape of it. My mom banged Dean Martin. Yeah. Roll them. Roll that beautiful Dean footage.
I don't need to see it to believe it. That's fine.
Yes, you do.
You believe anything anyway, but you don't want to see it.
Yeah. And that's your argument.
Look, where the source is.
That's your argument.
Got a video of it right here.
That's your argument for stupid Jesus. I understand that. I don't need to see it to believe it, and that's dumb. It's gullible. But grandma or mom banging Dean Martin, you got to take a gander at that. You got to at least peek.
John, please stop. Please stop. You're triggering me.
You saw it too.
I saw my grandparents having sex when I was 7 years old. Doggy style.
Yeah. I'd rather see my grandpa with a dog.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'd rather
Come on.
Yep. It was criminal what he was doing if it was with that woman. The dog's at least attractive.
John, what would you have done if grandma stood up, turned to you, and she had drawn in Sharpie pubes?
Like me? So it's a family tradition? Yeah. At least she'd have kept it under wraps for a little while. That lady. It'd
have been a lot of blue.
When she was like 11, she looked down and said, oh, hair. I'm never touching these. Because 56 years later.
I'll never forget she had an indigo bush.
It was. They didn't have good enough lawn equipment to get through what she had.
I mean, Al and his crew couldn't even have taken care of that.
Al would have quit. He'd have come to the door, taken his hat off, put it up against his chest. Mr. Holmberg, I tried everything I have in my body, in my being, to get through. I cannot do this job.
Too many thorns.
It's just something shot out of there.
That bougainvillea.
It was like a dinosaur or something. There was a, I believe it's called Thatchet. couldn't cut through. And then there was a nest. A grackle came out.
Rabbits.
I don't know what it was, but it was big. Anyway. It's big and it was black and it shot out of your grandma's hoo-ha. No, it wasn't Rico Blaze. Some sort of bird. Anyway, don't look at her. If your grandma's in there. But she didn't even lock the door. It was all part of a plan to ruin me. It almost did. But it's a fun story. Because there are other people who can relate to it. If you've ever seen your grandma naked, boy, I tell you what. Life-changing.
This guy wants to know, Brady, would you watch John or my family banging a celebrity?
Yeah, you'd watch my mom.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
yeah, he's separated from it. That's easy.
Brady was hitting on my mom for a while there. My mom asked me to
get
away from him.
Here's the video.
I'd watch. If you said, hey, banged your mom and I got video proof, I'd be like, I don't believe you. I don't have your gullible nature of,
I don't need to see that to believe it.
Give me that tape.
You can't see anybody. Just your back.
It's like an eclipse of a small woman. I hear her. Why are there so many pancakes in that bed?
That's no way to talk about your mother.
That doesn't bother me. I know she's a human being. She's got needs. And if those needs were met by Dean Martin, I want to see it. And I'm going to show it to Brett. You'd watch that.
If it was your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
See? All of us would. We'd watch Toledo's mom. Probably a video with your dad, because that's the only time you'd ever seen him, and then you could see the actual...
Good day.
The actual creation of Toledo. Would you watch that? If given a chance to see how you... Like, if there was a magic wizard who said, I can recreate the day your father inseminated your mother with the seed that becomes you. Would you watch? To see how that sexual... I would want to know how
and
that...
And they were role-playing? No.
You want to know how you were conceived?
Yeah.
No.
I would want to watch the whole thing, how it went down. Did they have dinner first? Was it a quickie?
Was it a date?
Or was it like a full-on...
They're on the clock. Let's
I'm
go.
I'm Brett. Was it I'll a watch love the early thing? Part was at dinner, and then I'll just get the cut scene where it's...
Was it sloppy? Out. Did my dad
schedule it out?
Did my dad shout, I give well, you life?
Here's the thing. They were 18. They were fumbling around.
Awesome. I want to see it. Plus, your mom was probably pretty good looking.
Oh, yeah. Long, dark hair.
I bet my dad right in the middle just goes, it's a boy! And he finishes. Close your eyes. Wish for a boy. I'm putting one in you. You find out your dad says crazy stuff. I would watch that. That would be hilarious. Now.
Well, that goes back to your theory of the sounds.
You know what we make the same sounds. Yeah. What?
So I'm saying you know what
he's saying. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that. But I don't scream it's a boy. I don't want kids. My dad probably shouted it. I would like to see that. And like now. Like if I was a teenager, I'd be like, ooh, gross. But like now I'm grown up and I get it. And I know they did it. I'm not naive to it. Do I want to watch it for my own pleasure? No. But I want to watch it to find out what that day was like. That's the creation of me. That's part of my story. I can look past its sexual nature and more into the functionality of said video.
The educational aspect? Yeah. Is that where you're going
I
with
saw
this?
How I was created. That's some deep inception stuff right there.
It is too deep.
That's what my mom said. I give you boy! Twins! One's going to be absorbed by the other. Anyway, it's gross, but I'd want to see that. I'm a curious sort. I like that kind of stuff. I bet you Beth ain't talking about this.
Guaranteed. Talking about her balls.
Beth and my grandma probably look similar in water. Exactly. That's now you understand. If Beth got out of the bathtub, I might scream, Isabel, get a towel. I might have a flashback. But you never know. But first, Brett, what do you got on the big board of musical treats
right
over there?
Wake up song time, of course, brought to you by Action Ride Shop. Right now, 25% off all in-stock bikes from Kona and Nuke Proof. Buy any tire, mention KUPD, get it installed for free. And Josh and the boys, they got all the knowledge and the best wrenches in town to take care of your needs. So head on over to Action Ride Shop right there on Gilbert Road and Southern. Yeah.
You know, Dua Lipa's going to be a grandmother someday. If your grandma looked like Dua Lipa, changes everything, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, Brady liked his aunt's shape.
Still a family.
Might kind of peek through a window at
we're a family.
Aunt Luann.
Yeah. On the Nickelback, we got...
Fred's thinking about it too much. God,
I got to get out of this.
The Sinatra thing confused me.
Animals for our furries. Trivium, Ozzy, Aerosmith, that Five Finger Death Punch and DMX song. Warrant, Offspring, Bad Wolves, Deftones, Motionless and White Prodigy. Maiden, POD, getting you guys ready for U-Fest.
Brett, I just wanted to come in and let you know that it happened. I banged most of your family, including your father.
Good on you. I'm happy for you.
Good on you.
Sit down and watch your family.
I'm not watching that.
Watch this. Watch what your dad does. He's a gymnast.
Give him the Italian kiss after he says that to you.
So the kiss of death.
Your dad's like a little Nadia Comaneci. Doing the high, but look at him go. You're missing out, kid.
I'm not watching that.
You could learn something.
Nope.
Brady.
Yeah.
You don't want to see.
No, sir, Don.
You don't want to see. Top. On the uneven bar. Mine kicks to the right a little. Something's wrong with all of you. Toledo, here's a video of your father. He always liked it facing away so he could run out the door.
Unidentifiable.
Once he spread the seed, he left for the next county. I can't believe you guys. So uneducated.
I don't care. Whatever you want to play today is good. except for that top one. Well, we could do Nickelback's Animal for the furries.
If you want.
Hey, they want rights. Let's celebrate them. Yeah, let's do that. Animal for the furries. We'll get that together. Nickelback never gets a wake-up song, and that's not a bad one. They got a few good ones. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. The future generations. We're gonna, you grandmas are going to have a... You young ladies right now are going to have a hard time explaining your phone away to your grandkids.
Whew. And if you don't have
anything... Man, I know.
If you don't have anything on the phone or anything, AI will put it together.
They do. Everybody's got something on their phone.
AI, my grandma with...
If not, your grandpa's going to die, and he's got a little thing of your grandma, her nudes. It's good stuff. We all just need to open up about it. It's terrifying. Let's do it. Uh-oh. Trouble? This isn't from that David guy, is it? No. This is the second worst one. Now we know what killed Bill. He walked in on Beth in the bathtub. Hey, for those of you who don't know, that show used to be called Beth and Bill, but he passed away shortly after a bath. Anyway, speaking of, let's do some animals. It's Nickelback for you furries this morning. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98 KUPD. Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
U-Fest week. Offspring's going to be here Friday. Very excited. Talking about going back, this guy said, you don't want to go through your parents' stuff. I was going through a safety deposit box after my for my dad. Said a crap ton of paperwork, and then photos slid out of an envelope. I was already like, nope. But I caught one of them visually as I put it back, and it was something I never wanted to process. My mom died when I was 5, so I don't remember much of her. And the Pornhub incest stuff is just gross to most normal people. But I did do a double take, and I was like, man, mom's like a straight 9 or 10. It was a classy 80s-style Playboy pic of my mom. Still have mixed emotions about that. Have to explain to my sister that she doesn't need to see everything. Said, wait for your time. Your younger parents had way more access to VHS. That's true. This guy's... Once the video recorders hit the houses, you might stumble across something. Not everything's a home movie. You guys standing outside the Easter parade. Paula said, man, when you mentioned that genie to go back in time to see when you were created, it really sparked an idea. I'd like to go back in time when Toledo was being created, and I would hand out wire hangers afterwards. Signed, Paula, the Toledo hater.
Wow, Paula.
Let me just leave you with this parting gift. Who are you? I'm from the future. Here's a wire hanger. You know what to do. Paula hates you. She's funny about it, though.
It's mutual.
You don't know her. You just hate for the hate.
She doesn't know me.
Maybe, yeah, she knows about you. You present yourself. Paula hasn't. She just doesn't like you. Give her a chance, Richard.
No.
Wonder if it was one of those coffee dates back in the day.
Oh.
Oh, then I made the right choice.
Yeah. And she is not arguing that. Paula's signature on her email says Paula, the Toledo hater. Like it's part of it. Like some people have a little message that says, be kind today or something. Hers is the Toledo hater. Pretty good stuff. Anyway, handing out wire hangers is not a nice. How about a cigar instead? That would have been better. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. And if you want to go to Hooters today, why wouldn't you? It's from 11 to 2. They got a great deal going. $2 off any 10-piece wings, fish and chips and salads. Plus Tuesdays are double lunch punch days. So I think you get punched in the face 2 times.
Awesome.
On Tuesday. I assume there's a card involved in that. It's not included in the copy.
It's face and gut.
It just says Tuesdays are double lunch punch days. The broads at Hooters will take a swing at your stomach and your head. You get to choose which is first.
Welcome to Hooters. It's double lunch punch days. Gutter face.
I assume they have a card there, but today is double lunch punch day, and that's a good thing. And every day is a great day at Hooters, especially days where you only get punched once. Thanks, Hooters. Brady reporting.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
No.
Why doth thou protest?
You can't do it, don't.
You hung on the shh a little too long, too, on that one.
So you already screwed it up. Why doth protest? If you're doing the line, if you're saying a new thing.
Methinks.
Yeah. Doth protest too much. They talk like Shakespeare down at KDKB every day, and by that I mean twink.
A couple of baseless fun facts. 4% of people have never had a headache.
That's not true.
They're lying.
Show offs.
I think we've done this one before, about Phil Hartman before he became famous.
He was a graphic artist, did all the albums for Toto?
America,
that's right.
And Poco.
Poco, that's the one.
Jameson sells more Irish whiskey in the United States than any other brand combined. Bushmills is second, but Jameson outsells them by 1,300%.
It's pretty good.
They're the best, apparently.
Nah. Easiest to buy. Yeah, very debatable, and most available, I'll say.
Your body contains about 0.2 milligrams of gold. That's worth roughly one penny.
Don't tell the meth heads that. They'll start mining all of it.
Give him a penny.
Okay, there it is. What is that? Everybody breathe. It's you. There's that goddamn whistle again. Give a snort. Go ahead. I'll turn you off. Yeah, snort. Yeah. I've turned you off now. Give a good one. Give me one of those.
Clear the chambers.
Just go. Honk it up. Give me a snort.
Good.
No, it's not. Give me a snort.
Snort.
Right.
I'm dry.
That's what causes
dry
the whistle.
Eyes.
That's what causes whistles. You heard it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I turned the mic down and said, what's that noise? I kind of heard something.
You didn't hear that? It was you.
Yeah. When you took a breath in?
I don't hear a whistle.
You didn't?
Wow.
No.
That's why it keeps happening.
I will replay you the
audio. Oh, it'll drive you bananas without the music behind it. And if I can hear it with this going on, imagine what it's like on a podcast when it's not.
Yeah.
If you are scrapping for some money, looking for stuff that you can sell around the house, here's five items. Computers. Rip that old laptop out. They said all parts on eBay. Even older computers still have some, are worth a few bucks. Board games. eBay has a whole section dedicated to buying and selling old game pieces and parts. Electric guitars. You might only need a screwdriver to take it apart, but things like old pickups and tuning pegs go for decent money. And the last one is Lego pieces.
Those are
specifically
huge.
Spare pieces for old Lego sets. There's a whole website called BrickLink that's dedicated to buying the parts.
Say BrickLink or BrickLink?
BrickLinks.
Oh, okay. With an X or a KS?
It's BrickLink. No S.
No S. BrickLink.
But LINK. Philadelphia had a little glitch. And Zuckerberg started getting some hate mail for it. There was a weird glitch. It removed Philadelphia as an option last week. People noticed it was their hometown. It wasn't their hometown anymore.
It disappeared?
Yeah.
Oh, can Boston be next?
And if you tried to add Philadelphia as your hometown or current city, your only options were things like Philadelphia, Mississippi.
It's still better than the real Philadelphia.
It affected businesses, too. Their address on Instagram didn't have the city anymore. Just listed the street number. Philly folks immediately started blasting Zuckerberg.
Yeah, 'cause they're a-holes. Philadelphia and Boston are so bad that when you're with somebody from New York, you look at them and go, I'm with you. Like, New Yorkers seem awesome compared to Philly and Bostonians.
That's what they're saying now. The issue is fixed. It's been resolved, so you can be a proud Philadelphian.
Ugh.
And go back to hating New York.
Yeah. You hate them all day. They're right. You're wrong. You're New York's dirty cousin. Boston, you're New York's racist cousin. How hard do you have to work to be that?
Chris Farley's old Matt Foley saying, would you like to, I was living in a van down by the river.
Mm-hmm.
They asked 30,000 people, would you ever consider van life? They defined it as a lifestyle that involves living and traveling in a converted van. 36% of Americans said yes, including 13% who actively want to do that.
Until losers. They do it.
Yeah, losers.
The same poll asked.
Lazy pricks.
Also found.
Yeah. The problem is what Brett's saying. They're the problem.
44% of us wouldn't mind living in a tiny house.
Yeah. Remember when Toledo and I got into that argument? And it was horrible. And I noticed you still don't live in a tiny house, even though you defended
working
how much that was awesome.
Still working.
That, you want to live in a tiny
house? He thought he wanted to live in a tiny house and bring the whole family.
Just wanted one up the...
No, up that north, wasn't what you said. He wanted to live
it
in a tiny house.
It is what I said.
Yeah, he wanted to live in a tiny house. I wouldn't have argued with him. He said, just a cabin. He wanted to live there and bring his kids. And I said, it was mean to do to your kids. Teenage boys do not need to be in a loft 8 feet from mom and dad in their loft trying to quietly tug one out because his body hurts. You need privacy. You need space. You can't have... The ones that convert school buses and take their 7 or 8 kids across the country and they
that's child abuse.
School them in that bus. I want a follow-up on that HGTV show.
Well, I got one. Well,
Tiny House
Nation. My neighbor did it.
Yeah, and they're back.
With their kids. They're back and they're not together.
Yeah, because they killed each other in there. And they're, your
year
neighbor,
and a half.
Your neighbor did it, but he kept his house, right? So it was just a vacation. It was an excursion. It wasn't life.
Yeah, they're just going to do it. Let's do it for a couple of years while we can.
Those tiny house made me so mad because they're like, we just need a place to put it. And it was always on their wealthy parents' backyard. So they weren't living in the tiny house. They were sleeping in it like it was a tent and they were camping. And then they go inside for food and real showers.
But I can't blame it necessarily on the road trip there. There's other stuff that happened. But
what happened?
The road trip was an instigator.
Oh, yeah.
Road trip.
Yeah. It was. It lit the fuse.
Yeah. The road trip led her to hosing that trucker. Is that what happened? Did she hose a trucker at a Rip Griffin's?
No. It was at a Bucky's.
They pulled over at a Bucky's and she goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to f*** all the truckers.
We met in the jerky section.
You go ahead. You f*** all the truckers. I don't care. You're not getting back in our house. This house leaves. It's leaving without you.
God.
We're on a schedule.
I'd rather catch AIDS from a meth-addicted than you. Two state senators in California just introduced a bill to ban Clear from airports in the state. Their argument is it's just letting wealthier people pay to cut
Clear.
The line.
Oh, the, okay. Right, so.
Yeah, that
okay.
Service that you pay $159 or $189 bucks a
that's
year.
That's the whole point of it.
Get
so
a better
get
job.
Rid of first class then, too.
What Brett said. Jealous. Yeah, if you want to kick in the two, that's not too crazy expensive. And yeah, rich people can cut the line because they can afford to do it.
The new bill would get rid of that.
Okay, tell me. Oh, so it just makes it so nobody can do it because you can't.
Yeah.
Okay, so shouldn't they make Rolls Royces $150 then?
Yeah.
Just because you can't do it means that's called socialism.
And really, $189 a year.
It's nothing.
It's not really ruling out a lot of people if you're flying a lot.
Or if you're not, if you just want to spend an extra $189 right. to not stand in line.
Plus, I've been there when that Clear line is still, it's a good line. It moves faster, but.
It's fine.
I did it for like a year.
Spend an extra few bucks to jump over the pores.
Now, how is that different than the TSA qualified line? Because there's the Clear line and the other line.
Bottom line is, if you give them a few hundred bucks, suddenly security's
pre-check. That's what it is.
Security's not an issue anymore.
Yeah.
B-O-O-H-O-O.
Exactly.
Shut up.
It shouldn't be a thing. Rich people shouldn't be able to skip ahead of us. Why? It's offered to everybody just because you don't have any money.
Yeah, go knock over a liquor store or something.
Yeah. Prostitute, OnlyFans, do something.
A student in Colorado named Eugene Robertson was found guilty of multiple charges, including a bizarre interaction at a Burger King in 2022. He'd gone through the drive-thru and offered to pay with a baggie of meth instead of money. The employee refused, so Eugene pulled pulled a gun on him. He didn't shoot, but he drove off. Then he tried pulling a similar stunt at a 7-Eleven across the street. Witness later told police that he was, there's something off about Eugene because he was also talking about God and carrying a Bible with a purple cover.
Prince's Bible.
Pulled a gun out at the 7-Eleven employee and did fire that time. Didn't hit anything. A witness pulled out a gun, fired back, a brief gunfight. No one was hit. Eugene did shoot out a surveillance camera. And he drove off again. 15 minutes later, he was shooting into an apartment where a friend lived. The woman who lived there said that Eugene knocked, but she refused to open the door. And the police showed up and found Eugene in the bushes. He was arrested. The cops asked Eugene if he was okay. He said he was not physically hurt, but his feelings were hurt.
Yeah. People shoot at you. You tend to have mixed emotions.
He accumulated a long rap sheet that night for the one night. Eugene has warrants out on additional cases that are still open. The charges are a long list, but he's facing a mere 400 years in prison.
I should have tried to keep that under wraps with the gunplay.
We can negotiate that down a little bit.
By the way, Paula, the Toledo hater, has emailed back in again and said, don't discourage Toledo from living in a tiny house. Here's one, and it's a casket.
Jeez, what did you ever do to her? Man.
I think he was born. She considered it your tiny house. That's good stuff.
In Santa Monica, a man was arrested over the weekend. He was using a shopping cart and a sword to grill barbecue in the middle of the street. There's a video of him rolling
a shopping cart. And,
shopping cart.
That was Guadalupe.
He's got open flames going on in the cart, rolling around.
Guadalupe was a constant.
And then he's got the sword as a giant kebab.
Sure. I used to watch that dude in Guadalupe make a lotte on the side of that Bash's cart all the time, and he had fire in it.
And usually I see him, they put it on the side.
They turned it over to the
this
side.
This guy had the open end so he could roll the, you know, the
he's putting
kebab
it over,
like a spit.
Right. He was keeping it over the edges of the thing. That's smart, too. Why is that bad?
It's kind of dangerous.
It's scary. But if he's just all, so we're starting to say that homemade food's not necessarily the safest thing?
Not about the food. It's
the food's
the open,
okay.
The open flame, the flaming cart.
So to be clear,
rolling down the street.
You're fine eating it. You just don't like a guy
I'd probably try that kebab.
Shopping cart and a saber. He's a stable cook. You just don't necessarily think that's
No, he wasn't licensed. That was the deal, too.
Right, but that's the tamale argument.
Did you check the jerky guy's license?
This is in California, so they don't have the... I can't say that. Maybe they do.
You would,
the tamale.
You would eat out of that cart if the dude had a sign that said, I am Hamas, around his neck.
What do you got in the cart, though?
Are you Jew?
No.
All right. I will feed you.
People are, what's trending online is asking about, do you have to wash shredded cheese before eating it?
No.
Some lady posted.
Because of the
she
wood
showed
pulp?
The.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, there's companies that use different methods. Kraft uses cornstarch. There's like a powdery stuff on shredded cheese. Tillamook uses potato starch.
The stuff in the bag?
Yeah. Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which
wood
is
pulp.
Referred to, wood pulp, refined.
So you're supposed to wash your cheese bag?
No.
No. No, the reason why they put that coating on there is it's anti-caking agent that helps keep the cheese separate in the bag, separated.
Okay. This started as a story that had hope and then just turned into a nothing burger in a huge way. You just talked about cheese for no reason.
You just saw cheese. That's all he saw.
Cheese story. Got to tell it.
You don't need to wash it. I'm just telling you.
So
important PSA.
So the PSA has been whatever you have been doing with your cheese.
Keep doing it.
Keep doing it. There's absolutely no changes in the world of cheese today.
Or if you want to save a little dough, you buy the block and shred it. A little more work.
Sure.
No powder on it.
Okay.
And that's better cheese, too.
Better tasting.
You heard it.
That's right, Brady. Bring on that cheese news. You see the word cheese?
Write that down.
I know you haven't been, but don't wash your cheese.
We weren't.
Okay, good.
Hard-hitting investigative news.
You're welcome. Yeah. I got a couple of Brady videos.
All right. Some lady washing cheese on the TV.
First one's a couple of broads battling it out at a bike race.
Motorcycle peddling. Or a paddling race?
Yeah.
All right, get this cheese
broad off the TV.
Dumb, boring woman off my television. How dare you make a video of you washing cheese? Kill yourself.
Immediately.
How dare you show us that video,
and then you,
too.
Yeah, get in the casket. Paul is right.
It's fascinating.
No, it isn't. If you're fascinated by it, go find wherever your neck is and hang yourself. You aren't for this earth. Wow, washing cheese. That needs to be video so I understand it.
Yeah. This bike race, it's really quick here.
All right. Oh, one leans into the other, smashes her into the side.
They seem like they're on the same team.
Yeah, they're all dressed alike. The one just loses control and then hip checks her into the whatever the race wall is. Yeah, they're wearing the same outfit. I think they're the same.
They're arguing who's going to finish. I think she did that on purpose.
Yeah,
that other one doesn't seem.
I'm getting first place this time.
She doesn't care. Wow. Man, that's why you can't let trans athletes in there. That one clearly bigger than the other. Took her down. Where'd the bike go? Oh, it's off screen. Okay, I thought it went under the. Man, that's dangerous. Anyway,
last one's a little cliff diving.
Oh God. Into a tiny pool. They're in an ocean, but it's like a little
this isn't gonna end well.
Retention thing. All right. Dude's on the edge of like a 20-foot cliff, and he's going into a small lagoon. There's somebody under him, though. Don't. Oh, he missed by a mile. Oh, he jumped right over the water into the rocks. Oh, it's not even close. That's his face and body hitting rocks.
Oi. Oi. Mate.
You couldn't even. Yeah. Wow. That's horrible.
Got one from a listener. I think Chris Clark sent this one in. Parking lot carnival rides.
No. One of those spinning kids things that just goes
into the
One just smashes
There's
into like
three
a,
of them. They're all into like it's a, everyone's turn.
What is that? A truck parked next to the whip around?
Well, it's the truck that hauls the ride. It's attached to it.
That truck should be in black and white. It's so 1930s.
Still lined up. People want to get a piece of
smash.
That.
Why did he park it next to the everybody spins thing?
Because the ride is attached to it. It's the one that folds up onto
on the
that
trailer,
truck.
Yeah. did they get like 20% off at Food City that day?
Sorry about that, kids. Do you speak English? No, I didn't think so. 20% awful. El Hood City.
Did you say awful?
Food see you, Dad. And Vive? See you,
Dad. Well, that's what it would be called. Food see you, Dad. It's true.
You got any, Brett?
Sure.
All right.
You're thinking about that powdered cheese, aren't you, still?
Yeah, I was thinking of how to wash my cheese when I get
Scott home. Haynes says another good tiny house to put Toledo in is that drawer he was found in as an infant. That's why he likes tiny houses so much. His first house was a drawer at the fire department.
I predate the drawers.
You're in a box.
It was a wicker basket.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, here's one.
Mean Moses.
All right, Brett's videos scare me. Here we go. Horses, no! Oh, I don't want to see that.
No, but the horse got up and went away. That's the only reason I showed it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The car is coming around a corner and it hits a horse. The horse gets up. He's good. Maybe.
Nah, he's good.
Kinda, yeah. The car is destroyed. Good.
This one, just watch where you're fighting.
Okay.
Watch where?
Keep an eye on where you fight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're in the road. A couple of people were Toledo visits. Oh, and then a little like weird moped car runs over a guy.
A little mini taxi.
Those tiny
toot.
Is that what they're called? Toot toots?
Toot toot.
Toot toot. Oh, it didn't kill him, but it definitely hurts. It's like getting hit by a kid on a Diamondback, really.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Oh!
God damn it. Guy stuck on top of a fence. All right. Just his head impaled on a fence post. God damn it. That one didn't have any buildup at all.
So. Nope, that was just right there.
Right there.
All right.
And then here's for Brady. This is hot dogging on motorcycles.
All right. Going down the guy's doing a wheelie on his motorcycle. Looks a good wheelie. It's a long wheelie. It's a real long wheel.
Oh, it's too much. It's too much. Oh, he's falling off. And then, oh. His ass skin. His ass skin is off. He had no ass skin.
Wow.
Oh, God. How many do you have?
I'm skipping a few.
All right. Man.
The no ass skin things, that's today's topper. All right, we're at a convenience store in China or something.
It's like the wide Chinese open, tasty freeze.
Wide open door. Guy just, he loses control of his moped and goes into a dude standing there trying to pay for his soda. None of the employees seem surprised at all.
Well, look at the country it's in. I mean, come on.
It's a crap old country is what Brett's saying. That's right. It happens every day at their 7-Elevens. Who works at those?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think in India that if there's 7-Elevens, there's just a dude going, welcome,
sup. Trevor.
I can't believe all of them. They all just come here from America to work.
What's up, bro?
Okay, here's filming a video.
It's Asian porn.
Grandparents?
We've pixelated out the man's pee-pee. Somebody says, are you septic? Which I'm not sure I like that to start a porn video.
Struggling?
Oh, God. He says, what's that smell? She's toweling something off of her. And then, oh, God, that's foul, says the guy. Oh,
he's going to yak.
He's retching.
Yeah.
He finally throws up on the side. At least he has the decency to do it in a bucket next to the bed, which means they were prepared. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
But evidently smells
not clean.
So bad. Okay. Is this, we're going to not
that
see more?
That is a dirty maid.
Oh, there's a lot left of this video. I'm not sure. He keeps throwing up. He doesn't know. He's crying, too. I think he might be crying.
See, it's like opening a fridge in an abandoned
house. God. She goes and gets him some tissue. I'm not sure I'd take anything from her. He's still going to throw up. Oh, my God. He threw up again. She goes and gets some more tissue because he's not done.
That's the home video the kids will find eventually.
It says, I didn't deserve that. I did not. Now she's wiping off his genitals, his pixelated Asian genitals. He's still kind of dry heaving a little bit. A lot of it. Oh, he's got to find the bucket and back to the bucket for a little more puke. How bad is this girl's smell? And why won't she just go home? Just leave. Go put some pants on at the very least. Nope, she's still going to wash his pixelated penis. Nope, he's still dry heaving. This is bad. He's waving the air. He can't get away from it, and she refuses to put pants on. This video is over. Get away from him. Oh, God.
And we'll end with this one because I got to.
If a guy throws up and says, what's that smell or are you septic? Go put some pants on.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, it's a man in a women's lingerie type. I don't know what the corset. Yeah. And he's got his testicles.
Is that a needle?
In some sort of a contraption. He's unlocking them.
It's a key unlocking the.
It's like a chastity padlock around his balls. The key is. And he shows the key again. And now it's, those penises just made it. This thing was not a padlock at all. It was a
sounding lock.
I don't know. It's inside of his urethra, and it is forever long. That is, we're about 4 feet of whatever the hell was in there. Is it like a belt? I don't think I wear a belt that big, and it was inside of the guy's wiener and then wrapped around the whole shebang.
Wow.
And you're telling me I'm supposed to, okay. Greg Abbott's right.
They
can't teach our kids. What was that?
Wow.
How do you get that thing in there?
And there's one I'm not going to show you guys because it's
do
no
that.
No I have to.
Oh, okay.
No. It's
illegal.
Yeah, it has to do with the furries. With a real furry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. An animal.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Not
those
sure.
Are right. Yeah, that's awful.
Jeez.
But I did get that after our conversation.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's great. All right. Thank you for showing a little
restraint.
Little restraint. That's horrible.
Ew.
Gross. All right. Again, ladies, if you pull your pants down and a guy's pixelated penis gets soft immediately and says, are you septic?
That question never asked.
That isn't pillow talk. That's go home talk. That's it. We're done.
That was my favorite. It's like opening a fridge in an abandoned house.
Yeah. Doug Hopkins has to deal with that when he goes through some house. Oh, God, this fridge. Are you septic? And she stuck around. Let me get you some tissues. No. Let's get you some jeans. ASAP. There you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Wash your cheese.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98 KUPD.
still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Dan Ow. Great stuff there. Arguably the greatest rock album of all time. It is Back in Black. You Shook Me All Night Long. Here we go. Look, I got this from Cynthia over at Lerner and Rowe. I've got the Lerner and Rowe foursome for their what I consider to be the best golf tournament in this city, save for one you may have heard of. The Lerner and Rowe golf tournament is happening this Friday. I got a foursome for that and didn't realize when I did it. Well, I did, actually, and then I thought, whoops, I can't do this, but I'd already done it. It's for charity. It's, their charity's amazing, so it's all okay. It's happening Friday. We have U-Fest Friday. So Cynthia says, here's how it works, John. First thing in the morning, registration, Bloody Mary Bar, breakfast burritos. They're taking care of everybody while they register. So you get the breakfast burritos, the Bloody Mary Bar, get you started right. Then, after you register, you get your voucher for a pair of Oakley sunglasses. There is an Oakley vendor with a ton of Oakley glasses. You just go over and grab a pair, whatever you want. That's one. You get a $200 gift certificate for the concept shop. I don't know what that is, but it says get there early. Items are limited and will sell out, especially things with sizes like golf shoes. They got all sort. They got like a shop they set up and go in there and spend. They give you $200 for that. Then, I don't know if you're interested in these types of things, but they give you a VR headset. That's pretty awesome for a golf outing gift. So you're getting Oakley's, a VR headset, the gifts, and that doesn't even count what you get in the swag bag. That's just the three vouchers you get for registering. You get additional gifts at each individual hole. For example, a box of tailor-made golf balls will be there, an additional box of custom-made golf balls with Kevin and Glenn's faces on it. You'll see those strewn all over the valley.
Found one the other day.
You can't help it. I've got two Kevins and a Glenn. They're usually on both sides, but it's funny to hit Glenn Lerner. Food trucks on both courses. One food truck at the front nine, another at the back. Kegs all over the course. And she said, this is all I can remember right now. If I remember, I'll send more.
That's a pretty nice lineup.
Come on. Oakley glasses aren't cheap. VR headsets aren't cheap. And then you can get some golf shoes. I mean, this is amazing. And we're giving this to somebody right now. Now, because it's lawyers, I think you have to plead your case. And Toledo says to me, maybe we will cross-examine.
I think so.
There will be some cross-examination, possibly by the next caller.
Oh, you're going to put him on the spot?
Might going to have you guys battle it out.
I'm here for my trial. I thought, you know what? I was a little worried yesterday. There's a guy named David Pecker. I don't know if you're following my trial right now, but David Pecker. Brett, you couldn't be more right. Rats, you can't trust him. I've got a leaky Pecker in my trial, and I don't like it. He's been talking. But Pecker leaks. I don't like it. Do you like trials, Brett?
No.
Nobody likes a trial. No one likes a trial. Especially one for just paying a whore a few $100,000 to keep her trap shut, not illegal.
How often does that happen in Washington?
All the time. Ask the Clintons. I mean, at least I didn't kill her like Bill and Hillary would have. I just gave her some money and said, would you please be quiet? And you know what? The bitch rattled her trap. I mean, if anybody should be on trial here, it's her.
I agree.
I mean, did you accept the money? Of course you did. You took it. It was great. You had a good time with it. You probably bought all sorts of whore items. But I'm here for my... Yeah, you go out and you go to the whore store and you grab a bunch of whore items.
Yeah, it's her business, right?
Whatever. I didn't ask. Didn't care. Don't care. Go ahead. Take your whore money and be a whore with it. All I said was no talking. No talking, Brady. That's all I asked.
Understand.
Brady, that's all I said. And here she is talking. And I'm on trial. By the way... The one kind of trial I do like is a free trial of Trump steaks, and I'll hand those out to anybody who calls.
I'm in on that.
But if you want to, trust me, I know about lawyers. I know how to handle it. I gag order. You know, I actually asked Stormy Daniels about gagging once, and now I'm the one in trouble with a gag order. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like Ray Yane on your wedding day. A free ride. And get your Trump steaks. Anyway. I heard trial and I showed up immediately. But everybody beware. David Pecker, he talks. Don't trust him. He's a leaky pecker. And that's the last thing you want in your sex hush money trial.
Wow. That's good advice. A foursome. for the Lerner and Rowe Golf Tournament. I'm giving it away right now. Plead your case. Be interesting. The jury of four must all be unanimous.
Oh, no hung juries?
No hung juries. If we don't like your story, you are not in. All we ask is that at the very least, you pack up one sweat. I'm getting the VR headset, some Oakleys, and a $200 gift shop, and I'll let you do the shopping. I'm a size 12 shoes. If you want to do two and have Brady go in on this, that's great. Mandatory, no. Brady's is an asterisk. I'm the only one that really matters here out loud. But if you want to be nice, Brady can get the second swag bag. I think that would be the proper thing to do for the show that's handing these over. Toledo and Brett get nothing. They don't golf. I'm going to start golfing again next week. I'm back, baby. That's it. All we ask is that two of the guys in your foursome can't have the toys. You winner, you keep your toys. This is pretty good stuff. And I'll let one of your foursome guys shop for me at that store. Whatever he comes back with, I'm fine with. That's fine. 585-9800. You're on trial.
There's four of these swag bags. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Every golfer gets that. Everyone in your foursome gets the headset, a set of Oakleys of their choice.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. And then $200 to go shop at their concept store, which everything's, you know, there's all sorts of stuff in there. It's like you've won all the tickets at Chuck E. Cheese. And that's just what she could remember. You're on trial. 585-9800. The People's Court is yours next. All we have to do is listen to you, plead your case. Don't be boring. Tell a good story. Tell us why you deserve this. Maybe your handicap. You're going to be cross-examined, and maybe a listener's going to knock you out. Got a lot of girls are calling. Not sure I want that.
For their man.
Maybe it's a good
it's
gift.
A bunch of broke dicks.
That's true.
Their girls paying their bill.
Dudes are paying for their phone. That's true. All right. We'll go to the trial next. It's 98 KUPD. Good luck to all of you.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Are we ready? Got everybody on the line ready to go.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
I'd like to stand by. I'll be quiet, I promise. Gag promise. But I need a new lawyer, and maybe one of these people can help out. You know? Brett, you can never have enough lawyers.
I agree. You know 100%. That.
Brett knows. Brady, all I did was give a whore money. And now I'm on trial for my life. You should be on trial. You should be on trial. We've all handed a whore a couple of bucks here or there. And a lot of times we handed him a ring as well.
All right, Mr. President, go have a seat over there. It's time now for these people. We all had it in our brain. We all did the dance. We all made the move. It's going to happen again. There it is.
Hot.
Turn up the dance in your car. It is time for you now to open your argument. Defend yourself. Tell us why we should give you this Lerner and Rowe golf tournament foursome. You're going to be hanging out with a bunch of lawyers. I want lawyer speak. The way I want this to begin also, you have to say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Only do it like a real jury. Gentlemen of the jury. You know, before they started allowing all those people in there that shouldn't have been in juries. Indecisive women. All right, let's start
with it's like Jeopardy. If you don't answer as a question.
Well, if you don't start with ladies and gentlemen of the jury to start it, you're out.
Okay.
That means you're just not paying attention. Simple as that. We'll start with Christina and see if she can go first. She is the first lawyer to audition for this position. Christina, hello. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
My God, Christina, you're very manly. I think you've got a chance here. All right. All you have to do is start with ladies and gentlemen of the jury and plead your case on why we should give this to you. And we want you to be endearing, energetic, you know, fire up the jury for you. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my name is actually Charlie. My phone is under Christina because of all the hardships I've had through the marriages. Only thing I look forward to is at least one man step out, be able to have a great time, see the future, and explore new explorations.
What the?
You're the worst lawyer I've ever heard in my life, Charlie. Whatever that was, exploring new explorations is a terrible phrase.
Maybe go by Christina Becker.
Is your wife in the car? I can't believe she'd do worse.
Oh, Charlie, no, you had time to think about this? You're divorced how many times?
Four.
Four divorces.
Stop wow. It, Charlie. Wait a tick.
Why did you get married the fourth time?
I don't know. I thought the first three were just tryouts, and I was like, the fourth one's going to work.
How see, long was each three strikes?
Hold on, Charlie. This is your story. You don't start crying foul. You just go, hey, let me tell you something. I'm not a great decision maker. In fact, you could take your old wives, and they could be a foursome. You wouldn't even have to go. Charlie, so you get married the first time. How old are you?
21.
21. And then divorced at what age?
25.
20. Oh, that was four years. How fast until you're married again? And did they overlap?
No, they did not. It was about 4 years, 5 years since I got married again.
So 29.
And the reason I only got married was because my girlfriend was bitching and complaining. I was like, hey, let's run away to Vegas and get married.
And she said,
it stopped
okay.
The argument.
Yeah. But I got married. It did stop the argument.
Yeah, it usually does.
How long does that one last?
Yeah. Marriage two. How many years?
1 year.
1 year. All right. And then how long after that did you get a third wife?
Oh, I want to say that was in 2005, 2006. I didn't get married again until 2012.
And how old were you?
35.
Okay, so you're on your third wedding, 35 years old. That's one every 12 years you've been alive. That's pretty impressive.
You hey, get your and I got a bonus. I got a bonus info in there. I married that same woman twice.
Oh, so wait, this was 3 and 1? So
you went
one,
back to the 21-year-old?
Yeah. 1 and 3 are the same girl.
2 and 3 are the same girl.
Oh, the one that you Vegas argued with came back and you got her again. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you divorced her again. How long after the second time you married that girl did you get divorced?
I married I got with my fourth wife as soon as I broke up and split up with my third wife. And it was probably a year after that that I got married
to the fourth wife. And then how long did the fourth marriage last?
That lasted 5 years.
Okay. How many kids do you have with how many of these women?
With two of the women, I have a total of 4 kids.
Okay. And 2 others, you didn't have any kids. Well, there's only 3 women.
There's only 3.
4 weddings.
There's only 3 women.
67.
I don't say that often.
And Christina is your ex who pays your bills.
Actually, no. This is a phone that she bought me years ago. My phone actually gets paid through the company I work for.
But she's
so why is her name on it?
That doesn't make sense. You're lying. That's a lie.
That's what I would think. I would send
phone exactly.
Wait, when someone accuses you of a lie, you can't say, that's what I think. Then it's a lie.
Yeah. I think it's a lie, too.
All right, so you're lying.
2 minutes to go to Verizon and
you have been torn to shreds by the other lawyers. This is terrible. I feel bad for your life, but I can't have you. You'll get married on the course, and then it's terrible to send you out under our name.
And you're going
to
solicit legal advice.
That's right. That's enough. Christina, we're letting you go, Charlie. It's a nice try, but that was horrible.
Man.
Interesting story.
Yeah. What?
All right, next one up, we'll go with Dave. Dave is on line one. Dave, remember to address the jury properly. Let's hear your argument for why you should get the foursome to the Lerner and Rowe awesome golf tournament, the best golf tournament in this town. Save for one. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if it pleases the jury,
Kiss 1230.
I do declare doing a Southern gentleman.
No, you're not. You're doing a racist black guy.
That's Kiss 1230 right there.
I do declare that he just.
I do declare. Who is warm in here?
You see what I'm doing?
Are you defending Tom Robinson in To Kill a Mockingbird? All right. Start over, Dave.
Yeah, David Duke.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
wow. You've had time to think about it.
Well, I was going with the Southern thing.
All right. Run with it.
Me up.
Run with it. It wasn't going anywhere. Go ahead.
I do declare I deserve to be on the golf course this Friday as I will be shooting in the high 80s, low 90s. Very respectable score for an amateur. And
Why the southern accent? I have to know.
The Masters just finished up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the jury. You've lost the jury. Dave, please.
Thanks, Colonel Sanders.
What's interesting about you outside of this terrible racist accent?
Oh, it's not racist.
Seems a little racist.
It's not racist.
Southern. It's more kind of a song of the South.
Bigoted.
Hello there.
Yeah, hello there. What's your lawyer's, what's your fake lawyer character's name?
I didn't get that far. I'm not going to lie.
Leroy T. Pennybottom.
We'll go with that.
How do you do there? I got my law school degree from a college. That's terrible.
How many times have you been married?
Yeah, can you top the last guy? Two times.
Twice.
Married to any of Charlie's exes?
Twice. It's possible.
Yeah, very similar. They're everywhere. Well, Dave, that was terrible. Did your first wife get around? She was kind of a slut?
Yeah. You can say that.
How much should you have to pay her to keep quiet? Because I know that's very hard to do. They talk, the ladies. How many people do you think she slept with while she was with you?
Oh, at least three.
At least three of the guys. What a whore. Do you have to pay her at all? Do you still pay her?
No.
I don't pay mine either. Still, I'm in court. Okay, nice try. I got to go.
Yeah, all right. Well, that was terrible, Dave. A terrible accent and a terrible try. We can't let you go represent us at this glorious event. Sorry. Dave's out. And the jury, I believe, is
next.
Working. As the foreman of the jury, I think that was terrible. Erica is on line two. A girl lawyer. Erica, are you there?
Yes.
All right. All we're asking, Erica, is to defend why we, like, put up a case. Make a case.
Well, I have two cases ahead of me.
Hey. You got to start, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
No, do it again, because you said ladies wrong.
It's the ladies here anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Okay, go ahead.
The previous two were horrible.
True. Uh-huh.
It's my birthday weekend.
Here we go.
So that puts me ahead right there. And I'm a girl. And I have not been married four times.
How many times have you been married?
Twice.
Two times. All right. Why did those fail? Why, both failed, or are you currently second marriage?
No, currently married. Great time.
First guy?
One, horrible.
Horrible. Yeah. So what did he do?
Horrible.
You were 18 when you got married?
Yeah. Oh, horrible. Damn.
Pregnant?
Yep, two kids.
And you hate him?
Yep.
Tell me about that. tell me what happened.
He was just a horrible person. So.
Criminal?
Yes.
No kidding. Meth?
Well, now, I guess.
Drugs?
Yes. Now, I actually just found out that he's in jail in Nevada. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you didn't. Now, hold on a second.
Decision.
Let me ask you this, Erica. Were you doing illegal activities with him while you were in love?
I was not. I worked. And he didn't.
You worked.
You went for the bad boy.
Yeah. So you were pregnant, 18, and working, and he wasn't, and you said he's the one forever?
I guess.
Oh, my God. Why did you sleep with him in the first place?
Oh, young and dumb.
He had a forearm for a wang, didn't he? Here's
not denying it.
Yeah, she didn't say no. Here's the other thing, Erica. Who is bigger, your current husband or that guy?
The jail. Definitely my current.
You say that, but I don't believe you.
Well, definitely. I've been with him for longer and way better.
Better, but bigger. I said, who is bigger?
He was 18 at the time.
He's bigger in every way, my current husband.
Okay. Are you a golfer?
I am. I just talked to my best friend about starting to go golfing again, which would be like starting next week. So this would be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, you kick off with a big tournament where you get a bunch of prizes. All right. And would you clearly golf from the cheater tees up front, the girl tees, right?
Well, maybe the middle.
No. Play from the girl tees. Don't be all feminist about this. Take advantage of your weaknesses as a woman and play from the far up tees. We give them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the only time women aren't feminists. They're like, suddenly they'll take advantage of that 60-yard thing if there's money on the line. Now your argument to us is it's your birthday this weekend. That's the best you've got.
My birthday this weekend, and
I'm just better than the other candidates.
See, but that's just a what makes it so I want to go out and golf with you?
I look better.
In what ways? What do you weigh?
I just got my body done.
Oh, no
I'm
kidding.
Like 150.
Rejuvenation.
Yeah. You said 152?
Yeah.
That's 160 plus in girl weight. What were you before you got your body done?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe about 8 pounds different.
Wait a second.
You didn't do all that for 8 pounds.
You don't scream, I got my body redone over 8 pounds.
Did the doctor say, what do you need?
No. You do when you know exactly what you want to look like, and they just move a couple things, a couple places. And
they scooted your boobs up.
Move that to move. No, they made the boobs great, and they added to the booty.
Oh, you got a little booty thing.
Wow.
So you pulled some out of the gut and stuffed it in your butt.
Yeah, that's why I needed the 8 pounds.
Nice. I see what you've done. And you're pleased with the outcome?
Very.
How tall are you?
5'7".
5'7", 150 with a big, thick butt.
Yep.
That's why your second husband's bigger. He's black.
Oh, no.
No. I went and got that big fat ass put in. And now, look at you. All right. Erica, you're a girl. It's your birthday. Jury?
Well, she is the better candidate right now. But
so far, but that's not saying a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. That doesn't mean she has to win.
No. No. So, I think she can maybe hang in.
But you're only doing that because it's a girl. If a guy called and said, I got a nice ass.
Yeah, then he's in.
I guess.
Yeah, but really. He's not going to be on the woman tees in a skirt. Duh.
For that. Yeah, but don't dud. Yeah,
we got dud.
You got dud.
Yeah. For that reason,
I'm teetering now.
All right. Toledo's out. It has to be a jury of four. You didn't impress us, wait. Erica. No, no. We'll put you on hold.
Let's see what the last guy has.
See if Nate can knock it out. Wait a minute. Nathan Peterson, isn't that? A guy who...
Sloan's
dad? Anyway, Nathan Peterson, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. This should be easy. All you have to do is have a general argument that wins the case. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, ladies, I just want you to take out your notepads. Gentlemen, you're the real decision makers here, so I'm talking to you.
I like him already.
So, I'm just your typical 34-year-old military guy, single dad. This weekend would be perfect way for me and the boys to start off the summer. I know they could use a trip and something fun to do.
A trip?
They're all married with kids. Well, trip away from the wife.
Oh. How old are your kids?
No, he's I got talking one about kid.
His... Huh?
My friends are all married with kids.
Oh, I see what
he's
you're
talking
saying.
About. His buddies.
I gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
So I've got one kid. He's about to be four. I spent the past 2 years going through a terrible divorce. Fighting lawyer fees, custody battles, back and forth. Ugh. Turns out my ex-wife even hid a marriage from me that I found out during the divorce.
Wait, and she was married while you were married?
No, she was married. She hid a previous marriage from me that I didn't know about. So when I first met her, I thought she was going through her divorce. I thought I was going to be number three or four because she had an annulment. Turns out she had another one, so I was actually husband number five.
Hold on. You knew that there was a possibility you were the fourth husband and you still wanted to put a ring on that loon?
Yeah, this is what happens when you're young and in love, but hold on a second.
Hold on, Nate. Yeah. She couldn't have been that young.
She wasn't. She was older than me.
How much? A lot. Only 5 years? Okay.
Well, she's got in a lot of activity.
Man, she was... She's a ring collector. She's like Gollum. All right, go ahead, Nate.
So we were together for about 5 years. And then after we got divorced, we separated 2 years ago. Divorce took a year and a half. Had to sell all of our houses, cars, all that fun stuff. I know I'm not the only one that's gone through that. Yeah. But then 2 months later, she goes and runs off and gets married again.
Good.
For a sixth time.
Lord.
Yes. Yeah. The catch with this is I find out 6 months after they get married, the guy's a sex offender.
He's got
and
your kids.
Back in court, and he's got my kid. So I go back in court. I spent the whole past 2 years back and forth in court. So I ended up getting full custody of my son. And it's been definitely a battle for the past 2 years. So it's finally settled out. But... Yeah, she's leaving that guy now. Go right. figure.
What's the best story you can tell about her that will make us laugh?
Oh, geez. Other than six marriages?
Yeah, that's pretty good. But, I mean, what's the thing that you're like, my God, what a lunatic? Like, what did she do once? Like, tell us a story about you when you knew it was over.
Oh, well, I mean, even the fact of her choosing this dude, I mean, she even knew about
it. Wait a second. You knew your marriage was over when she chose the next husband?
Well, oh, wake up call.
Yeah, that's a pretty good indicator that it's over.
Yeah, she started dating him 2 months after we separated before she even filed for divorce.
Yeah. And what's his crime? What's his sex offense?
He was 32 and had sex with a 16-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he knew how old she was, too.
Yeah, that's not good.
So the dude, and then she finds out that he's going around sleeping with prostitutes, cheating on her while they were still together, and she still stayed with him.
And married him.
So I just... Yeah, and married him.
Wow.
So that's just when I knew. I was like, this woman is just, she has no
Wait, though,
concept.
But so. You knew, you. But why did you get divorced?
Right.
You're telling us why she's crazy after you were leaving.
Well, she left me.
Oh, she loved her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was in love. That's why I ended up ignoring the red flags ahead of time. But
like the other husband?
Like
the sex offender that was in your kitchen going, give me a drink, Nate. Wow, that is depressing. All right, so are you dating now?
Not dating, just talking to a couple girls. But nothing serious.
Are you keeping your eyes open on whether or not it's your fault that you're attracted to lunatics?
You know, I wonder about that each day until I get on Tinder and I'm like, let's do it again.
It is you. You're nuts. All right. Who would you bring with you in this foursome? Your brother, your buddies.
My best friend, another one of our good friends in our friend group, and then my coworker at work.
Can I ask you a question about your friends?
Yeah.
Were any of them open about what a whore your wife was before you married her?
Oh, my best friend was trying to tell me not to do it.
And did he go to the wedding still?
Yeah, he was my best man.
So nothing. He's like, but what did he say that made you think twice? Did he at all try to get through to you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, but friends also, they'll give you the down and dirty and tell you how it is, but then they'll also support your own decision.
Sure, so. Sure. But his argument to get out of it was what? She's a whore?
It was, are you really sure you want to do this? I mean, she had previous drug history usage.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
You were the savior.
Yeah. Were you doing drugs with her?
You know, no. I'm in the military. I can't do any of that stuff.
And thank you for your service. And both.
Thank you.
A bright light on
she
her and
you as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Was the sex offender in the service as well?
He was doing services.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Man, you're interesting. I just, are you a good golfer?
I'm a new golfer.
Okay. All right.
So not great, but.
You still would get it, and you'd be willing to give us at least two of the prize packs. All right. Put Nate on the permanent line and get Erica on with the two of them together. Let's do this together. Erica and Nate. Erica, are you there?
I am.
All right. You heard Nate's story?
I did.
All right, and Nate, you're good with Erica's story. I'm sure you heard that.
Yes, you got a new body.
Yes, you got a new ass.
That's all you heard?
Yeah, well, that's all we care
that's
about.
All we care about. Yeah.
Otherwise,
basically all you said.
Yeah, otherwise, it was just a woman talking. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 new ass.
What's that? All right, Nate, Erica, I'll let you go first. Defend yourself against why Nate or you should get this foursome.
Well, we're about equal on the horrible prior marriages.
Mm-hmm. Was your husband a sex offender?
No, but he did go to prison for domestic violence and child abuse.
Okay, that's pretty good. All right, we both have that. All right, good.
So, yeah.
Nate, would you like to counter that?
What's that?
I said, would you like to counter her argument? You're just thinking about her ass, aren't you? You didn't have anything. You didn't hear what she said.
I was just thinking about the ass.
Yeah, okay. All right. Erica, counter to the ass. What else do you have to offer outside of an awesome ass?
Oh, a lot. I could do haircut. You can get free haircut.
You're talking to a bald guy.
Oh, well, you need to still be cleaned up.
You will clean my body.
Shave,
you
wash me.
Okay, Nate, will you clean me if I give you this foursome, or is that
weird?
You know, I'll pay for you to go get yourself cleaned.
All right, that's not a bad idea. All right, this guy, I got an argument. Said this guy made his bed with a whore. Let someone else have those tickets. He sounds like a whining woman.
Well, they both did.
Erica, go ahead with that information. What do you think of Nate's story?
I think it does sound like he makes poor decisions.
Yeah.
And sticks with his
Hold
poor
on.
Decisions.
Yeah. You're saying he would probably still be with this slut had she not left.
Found out about the number five or four,
yeah.
six
yeah.
or whatever.
That's yeah. right. All right, Nate, yell at Erica about this.
Well, I do believe in marriage, so I wasn't going to quit on it. I was going to make things work.
Wow.
So I'm not, if anything, I'm not a quitter.
You're honorable.
But,
too honorable.
Erica gave a whore answer, and Nate was very honorable. Yeah. Go ahead, say it again, Erica.
There's a time and a place for sticking with the winner, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do better.
Yeah, take it from her. Yeah. Nate?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing better now. Definitely combing through them, figuring out the red flag.
You're on Tinder. Oh. We're not doing better.
Wow, Erica's starting to get the game. Erica's starting to get the game a little bit.
Yikes.
Nate, do you have a nice ass?
I do have a pretty good ass.
So, do you need doctors to manufacture your ass? Go after her ass.
No, it's just pushing weight. That's how it's really done.
That's right. You don't cheat by going to a doctor and having fat sucked out of your gut and stuffed in your butt, right?
If I didn't go to the gym, it wouldn't look like this still. It would just go flat. You're supposed
That's
to lose
true.
Erica.
Tight!
Oh, no fastback.
Nate?
One question, Erica. Yeah. Did your husband pay for your ass, or did you do it?
How much was your ass?
I paid for my ass.
How much was it?
$6,000.
$6,000 ass.
Yep.
Was it at a house?
I sold a horse. I sold my horse for my ass because I had two more.
Oh, Freudian slip, by the way. She said I sold a whore, and then she corrected herself. I heard that. All right, Nate, your best yo mama joke towards Erica.
Oh, stooped.
I just got to think of fight chicks. Your mama's so old when she has breast milk. She goes like.
Our breast milk comes out like dirt. Okay, Erica, a good mama joke towards Nate.
Shoot.
Come on. This is fun on a golf course.
Your mama joke?
Anything. Flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
That ass.
But that big fat ass.
I don't know. I'm not good on the fly with the mama joke.
Any joke. Tell me a good joke.
Uh-huh. She's losing it.
Yeah, she can do it.
Yep, I am.
Erica. You don't have a single, like you have kids. Tell a kid's joke. Something.
Laugh at Taffy.
Nate, do you have another joke lined up?
Yeah, my son's favorite joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Or who's there? Guess what?
Guess what? What?
Chicken butt.
Okay, that's not right. All right, I don't want to give
anybody. He just lost a point.
He was up there.
Yeah, you were there. I'm going to give it to Erica's ass now. That was horrible.
I mean, Brady likes it, but.
I hope your ex-wife's husband finds you in the middle of the night.
That was his only character, Brady.
All right, put them on hold here, both of them. Good Christ. It started good, then it went sideways, then it went good again, and then that happened.
We do this again tomorrow. I don't know if
we can't. We got to give them names today.
Maybe
tell you what.
We should play together.
Who's the next caller?
Let's see here.
John. Give me John down on the bottom.
He's the one I tried for that.
I know. John, go through. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on?
Hey, congratulations. You got a foursome to Lerner and Rose Golf Tournament this Friday. You're going.
How'd that happen?
You finally won something, man. This guy's a... We can't give it to those two losers. They ruined their lives on that. The joke thing just destroyed it. I don't think either of us want to send them. John keeps trying. John is a guy who just keeps swinging away. He's lost every contest we've ever had multiple times. You were the only contestant on our Vegas trip that got through like three or four times.
That's right, man. All right. That's right.
We're going to give
so
this to you.
Exciting, brother. Thank right. you.
Hold on just a second. Great work, John. He's the winner.
What about
just
the other two?
Swinging.
You want to I'll tell them. I'll tell them.
You want to put them on? Here, I'll put them on.
Yeah, it's bad that they did this to each other. Erica and Nate, I think you just heard what happens. It's the cruel fate of justice.
Sounds like John might need it if he doesn't have good luck.
It's true. You're such a nice person. Hold on, Nate. We're going to see if John will take you golfing. Erica, you're out. That's enough of you and your great big ass. I love it, though. She's got a lot to live for. She's got that ass now.
Yeah. People are gonna, at 98.
By the way, and also...
Somebody should take her if that ass
exactly.
is that great.
If she your ass is great, you've never paid for a round of golf in your life. So you don't
still
need
not
a free
believing
round.
She came up with the whole $6,000.
You don't think a woman can raise $6,000? You horrible person. All right, yeah. Ask John real quick. Hey, John, can we get you to take Nate with you?
Yes. Right. Send me his cell phone number. He's part of the foursome, but he's giving up his swag bag for you guys, man.
That's
like.
Smart. All right, John. God damn it. Yeah, this is why I picked you as a winner. All right, hold on a second. We'll put you two on. That's it. John and Nate, the second place, doesn't win at all. Guy gets to go anyway, because what an honorable man. That thing he said, I believe in marriage, I wasn't going to give up on it, even though his ex-wife was already married again. He just wouldn't, he wouldn't unhook it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if that's honor or if it's...
Well, it's stupidity.
Yeah, thank you.
Honor and stupidity often cross paths. Well, there you go. I think that went well. You guys need to learn to sell yourselves a little bit better. Good Christ, no wonder nobody can get a date on Bumble.
Ankle bracelets for everyone.
Erica sold herself pretty well. It was all about her.
But a woman always ends up going, and I got a great ass. Like, can you tell a good story or not? Tell me a joke. Tell me a good story. It's my birthday. That's not a story. We all have birthdays.
So I deserve it.
So meh. What else about you? Well, I just sucked some fat out of my stomach and put it in my ass to tease the blacks. That's fun. I did that. All right, there you go. Well, hot release is coming up. Sorry, Erica. It was a fun time, but just not worthy of a prize. Nate, he served our country, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And John is just a guy who got lucky enough being there.
Just a lucky loser.
He's one of the lucky losers. Lonesome Loser was a Little River Band.
Little River Band, yeah.
That's it. There you go. Learner and Row. We'll get you the names later, and we apologize in advance.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
It's Judas Priest. They got another Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What was last year, right? Halford and...
I thought it was...
They got him with Dolly.
Before then.
Maybe 2 years ago. They're in there.
Or was it just us watching Halford perform tribute for one of the other bands going in? I feel like he was there years ago.
Yeah, he was with Dolly. I think it was last year.
Okay.
By the way, I forgot to mention that in the Learner and Row bag, you get a little vial of Brock Purdy's DNA in a T-shirt that he's worn. Remember, Kevin loves that Brock Purdy. You get a 49ers T-shirt that Brock has wiped sweat off of, and maybe a little one of those little cameos from Brock. It says, hi, thanks for playing. So John has got the deal. We got that in there. It's pretty good. Also, Scott Haynes says, I was kind of thinking when that guy called to be the Southern lawyer that he was actually doing an OJ impression. Which he loves golf. He loves the court system. He'll, if someone takes the swag bag, OJ will get it back. You know, he missed the mark on that. Instead, you just gave it to Cato, who hid in the background. It's very true. And yesterday, I have to say, this was funny. I emailed or text Brady. I went home. I rode my bike yesterday, and I got home. And when I got there, a couple of guys from Creative Environments were there. They were fixing something for me. And I pulled up on my bike and talked to the guy for a second. I go inside. He waves me down. I go back out, and he goes, "Hey, are you the guy from the radio?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "You do the OJ impression?" And he's young, and I'm like, "That's kind of a weird one to ask." But yeah, that's me. You do all that stuff. I'm like, yeah. He goes, "Oh, is Brady a real person?"
And I realized right then and there, this is an easy answer. No, I'm all alone in there. No kidding.
Phil Hendriot.
Yep, it's just me. I've invented a human being, and I've had to keep this alive for 23 years. It's difficult, but I'm getting it done. No, Brady is not a real person. He's a figment of my imagination that I've brought to life in such a colorful way that he actually has a home and a family. I was dying. Another thing before we get into the hot releases, we got to talk about this Carvana ad. Huh? Have you seen the commercial where the lady is sitting at dinner with her family and she says something and somebody goes, whoa, made a purchase of a car. That's a pretty big deal. Can you afford it? And she goes, yeah, I made sure I got it. And Carvana goes through all the great parts of Carvana. And then at the end, the girl that's giving her a little guff, like grandma's at the table, and the girl who bought the car says, it's more affordable than Tina's new piercings. And then grandma looks at Tina, and there's no earrings and nothing on her face, and then she gives a glance down. I think this girl gets her pierced in the Carvana ad. And
wow, I haven't seen it.
You haven't? I'm pretty sure that's what they're saying.
It's got
and
content.
Why does her sister know about it?
It's got content Brady wouldn't approve of.
That's true.
She probably got...
Look away at that.
Something I don't even like to think about.
Whoa!
But her ears aren't pierced, Grandma. They're just kidding.
I think...
Navel.
Who cares? The only thing that would upset Grandma, really, would be if she got her... Mm-hmm. The bald man in the canoe got pierced in the head. She gave a little... She treated her...
A little run through?
She treated the little bald champ like Kennedy and just drove one through his forehead. Pretty sure that's what that commercial ends with. I've seen it a couple of times, and then this last time I noticed that the girl that gets yelled at about the piercings doesn't have any earrings in. And I'm like, oh, and then her eyes go down for just a second. And then grandma's eyes go down like, God damn it, I told you not to get your pierced. It goes against everything we stand for as a family. And they're giving heat to the girl that just got the new Accord. Anyway, advertising. It's important. Make sure you get it right. What do you need? It is time now for the hot releases. And they are brought to you by our friends at newacunit.com. They get it right every single time. Got another person emailed me and said, yep, at least it happened in April. AC unit blew up. Yeah. We came home. It was hot. And you know, deep down, if you got an AC unit that's a little bit too old, you can replace that thing now and not have to deal with the summer day where your pets can die.
Apparently, your favorite town of Maricopa was without power yesterday.
Ugh.
Everybody was down there suffering in 100 degrees.
Ugh.
They're already suffering enough living in Maricopa. I mean,
it's a suffer job down there. But you know that you don't want to leave the house and have your cats and dogs inside. It gets hot real fast if your AC goes out in the middle of summer. Be proactive. If you've got an old unit, take a look at it and try to get it replaced. And you can do it without the massive expense that most places charge. NewACUnit.com is going to save you thousands. Save thousands, save time. Buy online, NewACUnit.com. We'll go to you first, Toledo. Release me.
All right. Video games out today. The only one of note is Top Spin 2K25. This one's for Brady. I have never played
tennis?
One of the tennis games. Actually, I should say, the only one I played was Wii Tennis, but that one's easy.
Man, the game looks remarkably behind.
It does.
Like, this looks like early 2000s human interaction. Yeah, this doesn't look new at all. Are you sure this isn't?
Tennis doesn't have the money. It says
tennis
right there in the title.
25. And they're moving slow. And... Huh. Everybody's got those...
Logo
Polar
stuff.
Express eyes. They've.
You get train with Johnny Mac? Mm.
Creepy Johnny Mac with dead eyes.
All right, out on Apple TV Plus this week is The Big Door Prize Season 2.
I tried to like this. It's hard.
Yeah, it is one really hard.
They have a machine in a convenience store that predicts your future without actually doing it.
Yeah.
It tells you what you should have been, the morpho.
And then you just choose to be that life.
Yeah. It's the
people. So it's not that good.
Completely. They could have gotten through four episodes in one. It's drawn out. You know, it's kind of annoying. I don't know. Maybe it got better towards the end. I quit on it.
Dead Boy Detectives is out on Netflix. It's a new series. You have the pesky ghost haunting you. Has a demon stolen your core memories? You may want to ring up the Dead Boy Detectives in this new supernatural series set in the Sandman universe.
I think that's the Brightwings. Two teenagers find each other in death, and they will do anything to stick together, including escape. Evil witches, hell and death herself. With the help of a clairvoyant named Crystal, they must work together to crack some of the mortal realm's most mystifying paranormal cases.
Wait, it's like the gay ghost Hardy Boys?
Yes.
So they're two gay ghosts, teens.
I assume they're gay.
Right. Why else would you want to be together forever?
Yeah, look at that. Come on.
They're British.
Yeah, look at them.
They're just best friends.
Guilty.
And the last thing I want to do is spend eternity with just my best friend solving crimes. I'm going to go find Lincoln and Hitler and, you know, chat them up a little bit. I don't care about here anymore.
I think this has been out for a while, but it's coming out on Showtime. Duran Duran, There's Something You Should Know. It's a new documentary.
Incredible. Not new. But it's
worth watching.
They're
saying it's released this week on Showtime. That's how we got
2019, this came out. We were young. We were teenagers. Nobody was a See the 2019 on it?
It's on the new release list.
Yeah. Just telling you. It's, even right there, it says 2019. It's a good documentary, though. Duran Duran is.
They were good when I seen them last year.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Last year,
yeah. Yeah, I saw him too.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah.
You went up to.
Well, I went to go see. I wanted to see Nile Rodgers, but
he was incredible.
They happened to be on the bill.
You went to Salt Lake for other reasons, though, not to.
That was the main reason, actually, because we missed the show in Phoenix. That was the next closest one. Yeah, right. But then we had to go see her family too.
Okay. Out on Netflix, Hack Your Health: The Secrets of Your Gut, a documentary.
Painful.
What changes do I need to do to get healthy?
Close your eyes, Brady.
It's so hard for me to lose.
Yeah. How do I still not know what's right for my body?
Our gut affects our whole body.
It influences so much about our health. All of it is cool.
It's gut talk for 2 hours?
Yeah. 2 hours.
Stimulating.
Yeah. Secrets of the Octopus on National Geographic is out. Did you say lunch?
Yeah, how do you find a creature that can blend in against any background?
What's that vocal fry?
Oh, it's just falling on an octopus. I've seen this already when that guy fell in love with that
octopus. No, that was my friend, the octopus, or my octopus friend.
It doesn't get better than that.
That one was good. All right. Thank You, Good Night. The Bon Jovi Story is out this week. And you're to blame. On Hulu.
I got a story to tell.
I'm excited. Are we telling the truth? Or are we going to lie? What are we going to do?
There was no plan B in my life.
I thought,
ever.
Too.
Bon Jovi was all or nothing.
Five guys from nowhere.
One of them's dead, right?
Enough and you dream big enough.
The bassist, Alec Johnson.
Yeah. Young kid around here from New Jersey who's making some noise.
They gave me the opportunity to record on weekends and nights.
We would go in at like 4 a.m. and start doing original songs.
I've never in my life been to a better looking concert than Skid Row and Bon Jovi at Compton Terrace. It was intimidating. Everyone in that crowd looked like an 80s like video vixen. Yeah. Yeah, they were. And I don't know if I saw pictures of it today, if it would be the same.
Right.
But back then,
glorious hair.
A lot of body glove and a lot of good-looking people.
Adam Prime Video is a new series, Them, The Scare. Centers on an LAPD homicide detective who is assigned to a new case, the gruesome murder of a foster home mother, and has left even the most hardened detective shaken. Ooh, 1991.
Wish your mama happy birthday before she goes to work.
Happy birthday, mom.
You say
it's murdered?
That was
Jackie Brown.
Kim Greer.
Yeah.
And just before 6:30 a.m.
Oh, they wander in and find a dead woman. Is it a series or a movie?
I thought it was. It said it was a series, but
detective, you're gonna want to see this.
Oh, let's see it. Let's see it. What is it? Ooh. Okay.
From Little Marvin.
I don't know who Little Marvin.
Who
is.
That?
That's who brought us this.
All right. He's probably an F word or N word.
That's definitely gonna be
on
that.
Paramount Plus. This was Little Marvin, John, for all the time you spent playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
Knuckles. The series is out on Paramount Plus.
You're super powerful. Recently saved the world with your friends. What do you like to do for fun?
It's a movie or
vengeance.
Series.
I was thinking more like reading or yoga.
Okay, so it's Sonic the Hedgehog's enemy.
Yeah. Series.
Okay.
Were they enemies? I thought you teamed remember. Up together.
Probably. I stopped playing after the second. Once they gave me Tails, I was out. All right, Brett, go get them.
All right. On the music side, it's a little light, but...
Taylor Swift.
We did it last week.
More.
How about Accept?
Okay.
John Gordon and Kotero are up dancing right now.
More balls to the
this
wall.
This is Humanoid.
Is it the original Accept?
I think this is a different lead singer. All right, you know, like
talking
that?
About hip replacement.
Yeah, it seems like it. You see that guy in one of the videos at the Core Institute when you walk in, like, oh, it doesn't right. work for everybody.
All right, we'll go to this one. We'll stick with the 80s. Tigers of Pantang.
Nice.
They put out a live album. This is Gangland.
I've never heard of this. What is Tigers of Pantang?
Hair metal band.
Another one? Vince Neil bad.
Man.
All right. Tigers of Pan.
How about Full of Hell?
That's a new one.
All right, Full of Hell.
Another Regulated Bliss.
Okay, has there been a good song in 10 years?
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
The Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah,
here we go.
Loneliness.
I'd have lost money on these guys still being around.
Hey, you got a check. I was
had
surprised.
A sexual sex
What's
in the
going
Pet
on
Shop
here?
Boys. What? There's a man and a woman kissing in a Pet Shop Boys video. This is against everything they're against. Now we're cooking. Dude's working out.
Oh yeah.
I see.
He's falling.
Okay,
he's falling.
The video is a guy kissing a girl.
Should we skip ahead a little bit?
Yeah.
Hetero in the morning.
Now they're showering together. Okay, he goes to the gym and sees what he really likes. I knew it was against the Pet Shop Boys to have a girl and a boy kissing.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Everybody watch the video. Very predictable Pet Shop Boys stuff going on here. Shut the door before we get hit by KDKB stuff. Oh, he's still kissing the girl, but he doesn't mean it.
Wait, what's... Ron, you hear that? Patter of feet? Coming down the hallway?
Oh, are they running towards us? Oh, geez, there's a BJ in the video.
That is soccer practice. Wow.
All right. I can't... So many
this
dudes...
guys all over the
so
map.
Many dude, tongue-kissing men.
I don't know where the loneliness is here in this.
Dude is far from lonely.
Yeah.
He is boning everybody in England. And he is no boundaries. If you've got abs, he will spill on you. Now he's kissing somebody else, the girl again.
Back to the priest.
Wow.
Holy chocolate LeBaron.
No kidding.
Oh, that's the dude from the pet shop.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. He's one of them pansexuals.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Anyway.
All right.
Let me just say what Brady's thinking.
Have fun in hell, Pet Shop Boys.
I didn't even listen to this one, but I just like the name of it. Fat White Family is the name of the band. This is Bullet of Dignity.
All right. That last video had it all.
Oh, yeah. And he got it all.
Yeah, he did.
This isn't what I was expecting.
As a bald guy with a bullet in his head.
You're touring with
another
gay
guy.
Boys, maybe.
Yeah. Meat. You say you're just
31. Oh my!
Not a gay
Brett, what have you got?
The hot new Twink releases today.
Wow. You better get a new IP address because your algorithm is gonna go crazy. This is gayer than the last one.
And that's saying something.
Oh my god, well yeah, because there was actual gay sex in the last one. I mean, we've literally gone to a meatpacking plant for this one. And I'm not exaggerating. That's,
yeah, it's really in the video.
That's some dude crawling around.
In the larger case, the meat was rising.
I was going to point out that there was a guy in a pair of bikini underpants with the Turkish flag on it, but then they showed a dude with a money shot all over his face. What is...
Look at the crowd in the back.
AIDS called and said it's too gay for them.
This is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that guy's face is just covered in it.
On a meat cross?
What is going on?
All right. And then,
what wow. the f***? God! That's not a music video. I want candy. Hot for teacher. In Nobody was ever coated in seed. You don't coat the singer in seed at a meat packing plant. Fat white family. Do yourself a favor. Watch that at work and lose your job.
Yeah.
Just go to Pornhub and type in gay porn. It's safer
same,
than this.
Same video, yeah. All right, and so that brings us to the game that's sweeping the nation. Oh. N-word or F-word.
There's more. Like, as the video progresses, he gets more and more covered. But they don't show it. They just show the after. Peter North is like, geez, that's too much. Wow. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. All right, so that brings us to N-word or F-word. Today we got DJ Khaled.
Oh, right. One.
All I Do Is Win, featuring Ludacris, Rick Ross, T-Pain, and Snoop.
DJ Khaled.
Brady won, right?
I think so, yeah.
2 weeks in a row.
I'm going friendly N-word.
Friendly N-word.
I'm going to say F-word.
Damn it. I was going to say that. All right, I got to go with the angry N-word then.
Okay, right, here we go. Here we go.
Serving in my low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Del Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me.
Oh, there it is.
Brady won again.
Brady wins 3 weeks in a row.
Man, so street.
I'm not sure if I hit that on time.
Oh, sure you did.
Pretty sure I did. I doubled her down just in case. I hit it twice.
So did Fat White Family.
Yeah, I know. Fat White Family's hitting it for us. We should have X'd out that one. Whole lot less offensive than what I watched. Fat White Family.
Well, if I'm going to sleep tonight.
That's enough. I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm going to cover myself in Visqueen and just make air holes. Maybe just sleep with a snorkel on.
Ugh.
So don't drown in whatever that is. Ugh. It's raining melted sugar. That's your hot releases. Oh, so proud to be sponsored by NewACUnit.com. Save thousands, save time, buy online. NewACUnit.com.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Off and running, we are, before Larry comes in, with the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com. That, my friends, as you know, is the home of tactical black self-defense systems. And just to let you know that there is your opportunity to sign up. It's the best it's ever been. They have the weapons seminar coming up in June. I tell you about all the time. You can also do that as a team. If you wanted to bring a bunch of people from your work, you can do a little team building exercise. Great opportunity for corporations to bring your employees. You get the training that night, and then everybody's getting a month of training afterwards for just $199. But if you've got a few people at your work and you can get that done, pretty darn great price, pretty amazing offer. And if you haven't done any of their seminars, weapons seminars starting you off, that is pretty high-level stuff that you will be blown away that you can do right away. Crawl, walk, run. No matter what shape you're in, no matter where you're at right now, if you're working with a bunch of people, you're like, I don't think anybody could defend themselves against the office loony. Why not have a little preparation in your pocket? It's easy. So check it all out. They've made it easier than ever to join up, too. ReactDefense.com is where you go. I need a seminar. and a month of training for $199. That's like personal training for $199. You're hard pressed to find an hour of personal training for less than $200. That's amazing. They're the best in the business for a reason. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
There's been a lot of talk about J-Lo's career and how it's been tanking.
Yeah, because that
her new album, This Is Me Now, right, underperformed. She's had to cancel several tour dates due to low ticket sales. One brand expert says it started in 2022 with the Super Bowl documentary Halftime, where J-Lo griped about having to share with Shakira.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't help that she's also suffering from Ben Affleck's resting sad face.
Right.
They both look miserable together.
How long have I been saying it about her? That she's the one who posts pictures of her own butt. Like, she's the one that tells everybody, not bad for 50. How about this for 50? Like, every time she posts a picture, it's her saying, I look great. And I've always said, J-Lo, we're the ones that are supposed to tell you you look good. Don't headline a picture of yourself that you put out with, I look beautiful. People turn on that. I've been watching J-Lo kind of do that for about 10 years. When she stopped getting attention after the A-Rod thing, and then went on with Ben Affleck, everybody kind of went, I'm tired of her telling us how great she is. She does, but now at a certain point, you're rubbing it in. Fans who grew up with you that don't look good anymore feel like you're kind of pushing their faces in your gargantuan ass.
Victoria Beckham had a star-studded 50th birthday party over the weekend, and Tom Cruise apparently shocked some people there at the party. No filming is allowed. No, he broke out some serious breakdancing moves.
Oh.
And everyone was like, I never knew this guy could do this.
He can do everything.
Other guests that were not breakdancing. I don't know. I can't. The Spice Girls, Gordon Ramsay, Selma Hayek, Jason Statham.
I'd actually
He could probably break.
I bet you he can do everything, too. Spice Girls and Gordon Ramsay would be like Chef Spice. Spicy Spice. They also sent a video out of the Spice Girls dancing together. David Beckham filmed that. I watched that, and it was the third.
And I heard Beckham is not He's real happy Mark with Wahlberg. Yeah, for the F-45 thing. Right. His money went in there, and then it went down.
Well, he got fooled into investing into something that's not there.
That's his case.
I don't know. David Beckham and Mark Wahlberg are fighting over how neither of them could get in shape properly. Kind of makes me feel a little J-Lo-y there. All David Beckham needs to do is take his shirt off and stand there like he's in a Pet Shop Boys video.
Or Fat Family.
Or Fat White Family. Because the second he starts talking, I laugh.
I just don't understand why everybody won't take me seriously.
You just look good. Quiet down.
Tom Brady's getting the comedy roast treatment and a live special Netflix. They announced it. It's going to happen on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, on Netflix at 8 p.m. The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady.
These are dangerous.
Kevin Hart is hosting it, but they put Jeff Ross in there to
edit his roast.
Tell us about that when he was in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Edited roasts are okay. Live roasts, something horrible can happen to someone's career. An edited roast, it's you, the people at the roast, everything's fine. You know, everybody in the crowd's kind of like, I get it, it's a roast. We'll cut that out. We're not going to bring that to the party. A live roast
just means they're seeing everything before.
Someone might say the wrong thing live, and the general public gets to see it before they can cut it out. I could see live roasts becoming a major problem.
Two quick things. Finance Buzz will pay someone first time $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies.
Ugh.
And you'll get $100 for snacks and streaming.
By the way, John will, for $1,000, John will reenact all 9 Star Wars movies word for word for you.
You got until May 4th, John, to put in your application. That's 25 hours of movies.
That's not enough per hour for me.
And then
that isn't worth it.
Kanye West raised some eyebrows once again. He was on a podcast talking about a threesome that he and his wife, Bianca Censori, the third,
yeah,
Michelle Obama.
They had a threesome with her?
No, that's his fantasy, yeah.
That's no one's fantasy.
And the house that Lars grew up in, Lars Ulrich from Metallica, sold for $6.85 million. Nice crib he grew up.
I just want to let Kanye know that the sheer weight of Michelle on top of you feels like a threesome anyway. So just have one some with her, and that's enough. Trust me. Oh, he's probably right. By the way, Brady, you ready for this? Name this noise.
Everybody breathe. It's you.
That's your nose.
That's not me.
Yes, it is.
Everybody breathe. It's you.
That's what people hear. It's driving everybody nuts.
I don't pick up those frequencies.
Yeah, I guess not. Put your miracle ear back in and you'll start picking up your nose again. That's clear right now. People hear it. That's it. Larry's coming in. He picks up those frequencies like a puppy. He's got all sorts of stuff for you, including U-Fest tickets. He might just hand those out for you. Last chance is coming your way as each day he gets closer to Friday. U-Fest right on our doorstep. That's going to be fun. You can get your tickets still 98kupd.com or through Larry. Find out how by listening to our young friend. That's it for us. You guys have yourselves a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Everybody breathe. It's you.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98KUPD.